participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You're Judy Wright. Boy, do I love me a Friday show, because with all the stuff jammed in that we didn't get to all week.
Lots of good stuff on the buffet table. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Got my football guy today. Got my Eisen guy today.
You're digging the Fridays.
Yes. Yes, I am. Got a new game today.
Ooh.
I think you'll love it. Well, it's Friday, so your expectations are lowered. You know, you'll love it because it's Friday.
It's all about diminished expectations.
What were you doing?
Sniffing my microphone.
Why?
Someone's been here.
Well,
someone's been here, and hygiene is not job one.
Okay.
Someone's been here, and there might have been a scampi dinner last night.
Let's review. It could be any number.
It could be. I'm not going to throw darts at individuals. It's just a collective thing. There was a big, deep breath before my last sentence, and I became aware of it instantaneously.
Sure. I must tell you that I fall into that category, I believe, of one of the offenders, which is why I, on a regular basis, and I've just purchased a new one, love... Oh, what are you doing, Rob? Changing the thing on his mic?
Giving him a fresh windscreen.
I love scraping. I love scraping my tongue.
Yes. Yeah, with that's your cigar
daily
thing.
I do that.
There's nothing better.
You boys made me run out and get one of those. I do not share that joy. I'm a tongue brusher.
There's nothing better than scraping your tongue, and then that first little bit of that you put out, that's all the stuff that was on your tongue.
That's right. What there's nothing better than is and I'm doing an unsolicited plug here, Altoids gum. That's my new favorite gum in the whole wide world.
Mike, I'll give it to you. Here's the thing. I'll give it to you, and it's my own fault that I should have called it, but this is the rule. This is the rule. Good for you.
That's yours.
You got it, because I'll tell you, much like you wanted to say to me with the mouth, the toothpaste that tastes like mouthwash, that tastes
cinnamon
like Altoids.
Rush, right.
I've been into the Altoids gum for a long time, but my bad.
You didn't call it.
As the kids say, so hey.
Oh, what a great Friday.
It's yours. You got it.
So I got the Altoids gum.
You win again.
As a matter of fact, my tin, because they come in the metal tins.
A little curiously strong metal tin.
Yeah. It's down in the middle part of my car with all the junk.
So is mine. You got any left? Are you full or empty? You know, Price Club sells them by the atomizer jug.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
But I called it.
And look it. Am I being a buddy? I'm not even being a bad loser.
Yeah, you're not going, that. You're not saying, I know that. I probably knew it before you did.
It's yours.
Right.
But,
like the Cinnamon Rush toothpaste is yours.
And the reason is, I am aware of what I'm putting into this microphone, and I would hate for Fez Watley tonight at 7 o'clock to come up here and go, oh, this smells like cigars, and it smells like Don's been here for 3 hours. So, Fez, before you even get here, I want you to know, I scrape my tongue so that you don't turn your nose up in disgust the way that Mike does when he looks at that mic. Yeah, Mike.
Daily point of order, I believe, during the cold and flu season, not a bad idea for a daily little flush of the windscreens. I think that's perfectly legitimate. And
never
you know
happen.
What? I'll do it myself. I'll do my own. Just tell me what the process is, because I know they do? Run it under the faucet or they run it under
water? Here's what it involves.
Just soap and water.
Go to the bathroom, right. Pump out some of that soap. Uh-huh. Bang into, what, Robbie?
Wendell used to soak them in like a mild cleaning fluid, like X-14 or something.
That blue stuff the barbers use would be good.
Well, I think really it'd be a good idea for all of us to maybe take charge of our own windscreens with the cold and flu season.
I think it would be a good idea for you to start.
I will.
That we will follow your lead.
If you mean it's just taking it down to the bathroom and flushing it with warm water and soap, that's not.
Want to call Tony and ask him the proper procedure?
Yeah.
Lord knows we won't get the shot.
What's his phone number?
Yes, call him.
Picardy Limon.
You understand.
You may have to go through the front desk, you understand.
Don and Mike.
There are various ways you can do it, of course.
The saliva.
The hot and cold running water.
The various Belize.
Hello.
Diggs, Tony, please.
Hello. Yeah, hi, it's Don and Mike for Tony Diggs.
Hi.
Many forms of Belize are living within these microphone systems.
Hello.
Tony?
microbial disturbances?
The bacteria that forms,
you understand.
Bacardi limon.
Yes, Bacardi limon.
The warm moisture of a microphone
is conducive to
you understand
providing bacteria for the entire environment.
I heard him the other day having a great conversation in the hallway.
I'm unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a short message with your name, phone number, and reason for your call, and I will return it as soon as possible.
I'll record your message at the tone.
Wait a minute, Colette was
when finished,
gesturing.
Hang up or statement. Stay on the line for further options.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tony, we have a question about the windscreens.
How often can we clean them? Oh, here is Colette.
All right,
hold on a second.
Colette has a note.
Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye. We got your cell phone.
We'll call you mobile.
We'll call you post haste. You understand?
Okay. Boop, 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 boop. You understand. Oh, so anyway, the other day I come in. Maybe this is him calling in. Would you pick that up, Robbie?
Hope so.
Because another line's ringing. The other day I'm in the office and I hear him, outside. He goes, would that require that I make the walk all the way up to the roof? And whoever it is said, you got it. He said, well, if there's no way around it, I suppose, but I would like to keep my trip to the roof one a day, you understand. he has a, what happened to him there?
He's too busy. He declined the call. The server, as you know, amongst many problems in this building.
Our internet server is crashed.
Priority.
He said there are people that are offline, and he has no time for this right now.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll continue the discussion about the dirty windscreens on our microphones on Monday's episode.
Yes. Perhaps at a later time.
Tony said,
Cardi Limon.
No, I said that.
No, you did.
He just said he has no time for this.
He wasn't curt with you, was he?
You understand.
Curt might be the most appropriate word.
Really?
Yeah.
He was curt. He was curt with you because the server's down.
Mike,
because time was
over. The essence. And not only is the server down here at the station, but let me just a big shout out, WJFK. What a great station this is.
Bravo.
What's the crisis in the copy room, Robbie?
Oh, the photocopier can't be turned on because the circuit breaker that powers it is down and they don't know where the box is. You understand.
So we don't know where the circuit breaker is to be able to turn back on the Xerox machines.
You don't know where the breaker box is?
No, we don't.
That's the problem.
I don't mean we like we get involved. I mean we like the royal we.
Yes.
Like the people at the station.
One does not know where the breaker
box
is.
Job it would be. Right. You understand.
Yeah, maybe I understand why he was curt with you.
One job at a time, please. Yeah, you understand.
He's got several going.
Do I have to go on the roof? I do not want to go on the roof, you understand.
Bacardi limon.
Understood. Wow. Okay, hope you like the pre-show. Mike, forget the groaners today.
Hey now!
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded in here.
And you know, that's the good thing about these groaners.
Everybody!
They're so bad.
Yep.
You can leave them out all weekend and they'll be right here on Monday for
us. They're already bad Monday.
They're already spoiled.
Yeah. Hello!
Like bruised bananas, all of them. Hello there, everybody.
Hello!
Hi there. John Kerry, hello to you.
Oh, hi there.
Tony Soprano.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Bert. Kerry.
Hello.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now this guy.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
How have you been? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Luna Mouse and all the ships at sea. And now, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
It's a new episode on this Friday. 1022204.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go. Okay, did somebody say something about Wolfman?
No.
It says you got Wolfman quote wrong.
Well, we weren't talking about Wolfman. I don't remember saying a word about Wolfman.
Peter,
about
this is no way to start a show.
Yeah,
Peter.
Don and Mike. I know. I bit my tongue for a long time, and you guys have consistently gotten it wrong. It's not time is of the essence. It's time is a factor.
Yeah, it's not Wolfman. Who wrote Wolfman? Did you say Mr. Wolf?
No, I said the Wolf.
It's Mr.
No, it's
Wolf.
Mr. Wolf. It's Mr. Wolf. If you're talking about Pulp Fiction,
maybe you're gonna, if you're going to nitpick with us, then we nitpick with you. It's Mr.
Hey,
Wolf.
Hey, when Samuel L. Jackson's talking to the dude, he says, oh, you sending the Wolf? He doesn't say, oh, you're sending Mr. Wolf. Oh,
damn it, he's right.
He might have us.
I think he's right.
He might have us.
Yeah,
all right.
He's Mr. Wolf.
All right, anyway.
Now, what is the quote again so we get it right?
He says, if I'm Kurt, it's because time is a factor.
He doesn't say it's because time is of the essence?
No, I always thought he did, and when you guys would say it, I would be like, oh, yeah. And then I watched it like 2 weeks ago, and then I realized it.
Do you know, though, that is one of our most endearing qualities, is that we misquote like that. We really do. We make it our own, and we change it ever so slightly. We've done that for 20 years.
And here's the magic of it. Even though every once in a while we get a smart guy like you that calls us, most people know what we're talking about.
Right.
They know we're talking about this.
And they don't question.
I totally got that, too.
If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
But now I've grown used to, if I'm curt with you, it's because time is of the essence.
So pretty please, with sugar on
as
top.
As have I. Yeah,
hey, sir, sir.
Yes?
Pretty please, with sugar on top. Will you never call again?
You know what I will do? I will. I've got the book at home with the. Remember when they were selling everything from Pulp Fiction?
Right.
They sold not the script, but the actual. They put it in book form, line for line. Mm-hmm. I'll go back. I'll research it tonight. I will. I got nothing else to do.
Now I know Vincent's line is please would be nice. Please would be nice with that accent that Travolta has during the entire thing.
And then don't forget Sam Jackson when he realizes that he's cleaning the brains.
Right.
And why is he cleaning the brains anyway?
He's in the back seat.
Right. Hey, listen, this is not my job to clean the brains.
Have we ever had the discussion ever on this show about speculating as to what exactly is in the briefcase?
Yes, we have it. If you give me a moment, somewhere in one of my dead brain cells, I know
the
answer.
It's been a while. Yeah. You know the answer to that?
Yeah. Hold on a second. You know who knows? My kid.
I always thought it was Cinnamon Rush toothpaste.
No, my kid knows. You know, another great Pulp Fiction moment is when Bruce Willis comes back after he's been with the Gimp and with Ving Rhames, and he goes to pick up the girlfriend. I want my blueberry pancakes.
Yes.
I want. Why? Whose bike is this?
Did you get blueberry pancakes?
He's dead. Get on. It's a chopper, baby. Get on.
Zed's dead, baby.
Hanging on the kangaroo.
One of the standing internet rumors is that the briefcase has Ving Rhames' soul.
Yep, I believe that is what.
And that's why he has the Band-Aid on the back of his neck, is because the soul was stolen out of the back of his neck.
Correct.
It goes back to mythology, either Greek or Roman.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's what my son, the college student, told me as well. All right, listen, thank you for the call.
All right, no problem.
All right, see you later.
Later.
Bye-bye. Even though you broke the prime directive, we'll let it go on a Friday get-together. We'll let it go. Here is the deal. Oh, call us, like that guy did.
Yeah.
You can call from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067, and Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Everybody's calling about the briefcase.
I'm sure.
Oh, come on. This.
Incidentally, although it might be true, that might be the storyline.
Damn.
I don't like that.
No, you want, like, money or jewels.
This is one of those things that my kid has told me, and he's told me so many times for so many years. Oh, I'm finally going to get through to him. Unless we get his voicemail. Like, I get everybody's voicemail. Oh, a nice dance today I had with Michael Hughes. Hey, hola.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
Hey, listen, of course, you're on the air. And here's the question. Remember, I don't know what it was. My son's got a cold. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, get well.
Remember a couple of weeks ago we were chatting, and somehow Pulp Fiction came into the conversation, and you told me again, for absolutely positively sure, what it is that John Travolta's got in that briefcase?
No, I just told you a couple of theories.
Oh, well,
that's cute. He's done that since he's a little kid.
No,
that's
why you believe
that coffin sneeze when he's sick. You know, he does that. He does the cough or sneeze into the phone.
Yeah,
he's done that since. I mean, how long has he done that?
Well, he's a drama queen.
But he's done it since he was like a little. I mean, that's his thing.
It's his trademark.
That's a tell of your son's. That is. Yeah. I just realized that this very moment.
All right. So anyway, what did you? What did you tell me? Because you told me distinctively, I mean...
What was the leading theory?
I said to you that thing, I think I said to you, it's his soul, and you said very, I remember you saying very sternly, no, Dad, like, you know, oh, that thing like when I don't know something? No, Dad, you don't
right.
know. This is what it really is. So what did you say? I forgot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In the movie Pulp Fiction, in the briefcase.
No, I know what he's talking about, but I don't remember having this conversation with him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe you were on, was it on a weekend?
There he goes again.
Yeah. It could have been when you were on another planet that day.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, how's the purple hair going?
Oh, it's going well. It's got shades of gray now.
Shades of gray?
Gray.
And that's because you painted your hair gray?
Yeah, I did it a little bit gray, too.
And what about the plans to grow it out enough to get a Billy Ray Cyrus-like mullet haircut?
Well, I've decided if I'm going to do one crazy thing, I probably shouldn't do another.
How's it going over with your fellow classmates?
Going over fine. Everyone seems to like it.
Sure.
Did you wear your banana suit to school?
I wore it just hanging out a couple nights. I might do it again tonight.
He's ready for Halloween. He got a banana suit.
He's going as a banana?
Funny.
Yeah, he is, with his purple hair.
Very good.
That's my kid.
Kind of a nice color combination. I mean, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
Banana and purple.
That's my boy. That's my boy. I love him no matter what. You get what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Thanks.
I love him no matter what. You know, I could learn to accept it. I could learn to accept it, to deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's very progressive of you.
It sure is.
Although, I'll tell you what, he has all the tells, though, that tells me he's on the other team. You know, mm-hmm. How else can you explain on a Sunday, you know, the many phone calls between father and son? Did you see that play? Tell me what's happening in this game. Tell me what's happening in this game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you can't place too much importance on football, though.
And it ain't like he's calling me, though, to say, hey, did you see what Deborah Messing is wearing on Will and Grace tonight?
Yeah, you never know. You know, life is filled with all sorts of interesting personalities. Then again, I've always thought it's just an elaborate hoax that he's pulling on everybody to reel in certain aspects of society.
You think so?
Yeah, and then I think that's what he's up to. I think that's,
right.
that's what he's doing.
Okay, well, I love you, and I hope you feel better.
All right,
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the phone call, I guess.
Now, what do you mean, thanks for the phone call?
I think we confused him.
Why? How have we confused you? I thought...
You up to ask me a question about a conversation we didn't have.
No, we did. We did.
You made fun of me because I'm sick.
Oh, no.
No.
We wished you to get well.
I'm going to go, okay? I'll talk to you later.
How do we make fun of you for being sick?
So, you were all talking about coughing into the phone. It hurt my feelings.
No, that was Uncle Mike. That wasn't me. That was just Uncle Mike.
Well, it offended me deeply.
Well, coughing into the phone, you turn your head and you cough away from the phone.
I do.
It was right into the phone.
And don't you remember?
No.
Don't you remember at the very least? I believe at the beginning of this conversation, you did remember having a conversation with me about Pulp Fiction. You said that in the beginning of the phone call that you.
No,
I
didn't.
You said that you did remember talking with me about Pulp Fiction. That's why I
called
you.
Do you think maybe you don't remember because you're in your depleted condition right now?
Well, I mean, the cough syrup I have does have protein in it.
Well, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, see, that's probably the
There's
reason.
There's your out.
Right. I mean, you said, yeah, I remember we had the discussion. You said that. Because I remember
okay.
I remember the times that we chat on the phone.
Okay.
That's the way that I am.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel for you with the college illness, though, because, I mean, that you want to talk about a Petri dish. We talk about the radio station.
Mike, hold on.
A college campus is a Petri dish.
But before you feel too bad and send your cards and letters,
yes,
let me tell you that last night when we spoke, when Mom and I spoke to Bart when he called, he was done with his classes for the evening, and he had a cold, and he was coughing, and he was outside, and he said, my feet are cold. And we said, oh, we'll get to your dorm. And he said, I don't have shoes or socks on.
Well, I mean, so he was outside?
He was outside.
I just
barefoot.
To make a quick run to my car.
He was,
he was outside without shoes or socks on, you know, and calling us.
A quick run to his, you know, with bare feet in a banana suit.
Did you have the banana suit on last night?
Perhaps.
Come on.
You're living in it, aren't you?
Did you or did you not?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Before we get him off the phone, I got to ask this question. When we're talking about a banana suit, are we talking about, like, bright banana yellow pants and a banana sport jacket matching?
We're talking about, like, I get some, like, basically white tights on, and then on top of it goes a banana mascot costume.
I mean, it's like, okay. He's like a walking Chiquita banana.
There you go.
Down there at the Clemson University.
Very, very good.
Where he's fitting right in, making friends, influencing people.
Why that's not? A good thing.
Dyeing his hair different colors, walking around. And did you remember this discussion? What class was it that you went to this week without shoes or socks?
Maybe my English class? I can't remember. It was my biology lecture.
And did the professor give you any grief for that?
No, I sit in the back and it's a huge lecture hall.
Without shoes or socks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Even though he's got a cold.
And I just wanted to get over there and back quick.
Sure. You can run faster and better.
And I know, putting on those shoes and socks, or God forbid, a pair of sandals or flip-flops.
That's a tedious exercise.
Yeah, that's like 15, 30 seconds out of your busy broadcast day.
Just have to take them off again later.
I wanted to go and learn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. You want to go and learn.
You can't learn with shoes on.
No, you can't.
The knowledge seeps in better when you have no socks on.
And, I bet you remember this. Here's a call that I got from my son. See, this is the problem. I love him, and he loves me, and he loves his mom, and we talk a lot. We don't talk like scary a lot, but it's like once or twice a day, he'll just call to check in, and it's always, he calls and says hi, and then the next thing is, I gotta go. It's like, hi, I gotta go. Or he called last night, he goes, hey, Dad. I go, yeah? He goes, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, he puts the phone in his pocket and starts talking to somebody. And I'm sitting there going, hello, hello. And then eventually he comes back and he goes, yeah, who is this? This is your father. I mean, do you remember that call last night? And then
I didn't come back on and say, yeah, who is it?
And at the very end of this, so I say, listen. I don't got to, you got to go back to your dorm, and you got to put your shoes and socks on. So I got to get off the phone. I'm going to go have my dinner with Mom. He says, okay, I just want to tell you one more thing. While he's outside with the call, I said, okay, what is it? He said, you have the lowest scoring team in the league in fantasy football. I said, come on. You know, hang up the phone.
Leave me alone.
He's a killer, isn't he?
Wow.
God, I love him.
I wouldn't mind being him.
Yeah, but the incredible thing is that even though I'm such a low-scoring team, I'm still 4-2. And you know who I play this weekend?
Who?
I play this boy this weekend.
Oh, there'll be lots of phone calls with that.
There shall be. All right. Well, listen, be safe, okay?
All right.
All right. Don't do nothing stupid.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And eventually you'll remember that conversation we had about Pulp Fiction.
No, I'm really was it like a long time ago when I got you that shirt?
No, it was within the last couple of weeks. Although, you know what? You did mention that Big Kahuna shirt when we had the discussion.
Big Kahuna burger, and you wore that to work one day.
Yeah, but no, we had this discussion.
I really don't remember having that discussion with you.
All right. Okay.
Probably the virus, the cold.
Okay, but what is the theory you've heard?
That it's Marcellus Wallace's soul.
Right.
All right. So that's
and one of the other signs is, like, he has the Band-Aid on the back of his neck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
which is where the soul would be taken out.
Right.
That's what you told me. That's how I remembered you in this.
Okay.
Well, have a good day.
Oh, good day to you, sir.
All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Okay, get well, Mark.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There he hangs up. Okay. That's my son. He's at college.
He's funny.
He doesn't remember that, but we did have an entire discussion.
So knocking him makes me feel like I'm back there. Makes me feel young again. Right?
About, everybody's calling about the briefcase. Everybody's calling about the briefcase.
How do we stop
this? I don't know how we stop this. Here's Dennis about the quote, from the movie. Dennis!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Hey, good, good. Hey, I got a couple of things for you. I went to the IMDb website. And you can click on memorable quotes, and they got quite a few of them for Pulp Fiction, actually. First of all, on the website, he is referred to as the Wolf. The only place it calls him Mr. Wolf is in Jules' quotation where he says, "No, Mr. Wolf, it ain't like that."
Oh, okay, I think we...
But also, doesn't Quentin Tarantino refer to him as Mr. Wolf when they're sitting in the...
Yes.
When they're sitting in the bedroom when he's telling him that...
And at the end when they're at the dump for cars, when they're at the car wrecking place.
Yeah, he says, "Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Wolf."
You, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying they refer to the character. It's written out like the script, you know, and it says the Wolf every time he speaks.
Oh, okay.
Do you have the line, though, that we
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I have the exact line.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Says, "If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor here. I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this.
We are killed. So we
pretty
are,
please,
we are...
with sugar on top, clean the effing car.
We are. I got a prize for you, my friend.
Absolutely.
We are absolutely busted, but I guarantee you the next time we
but
make
there,
that...
But there's a little, because time is a factor. What does he say right after time is a factor? What's the word after factor here?
Right after factor?
He says time is a factor here?
Yes.
Yeah, he says, if I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor here.
That's it. Okay. Uh-huh. If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor here.
But I guarantee you the next time that we say something about that quote, we'll misquote it again.
Of course we will.
We will, but because you've done this... Well, enjoy $50, okay?
Thank you.
Take that for your thank you. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second. Everybody else calling about the briefcase. Dana, Don and Mike show. Hi. Hello, Dana. Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I saw an interview with Tarantino on Jay Leno, I guess, right after the movie came out, and he said, Jay Leno asked him, what's in the briefcase? And he said, I don't know. What do you think's in the briefcase?
Insightful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why, you know, even when it's only like a tenth of a second, a time can be wasted.
Hello, Jessica, Don and Mike.
You'll never get that tenth back. No way.
Jessica?
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I read in a recent Playboy, I think it was two or three issues back, they asked him about the briefcase, and he gave the same cotton bull story about how it makes the movie more mysterious and that the watcher should make their own deductions.
Yeah, well, that's Tarantino.
And good
I
for
like
you.
That.
Good for you.
Oh, wait,
for reading Playboy. Yes.
I just wanted you guys to ask me which celebrity I most resemble.
Well, yeah. Consider the question asked.
Please do, Jessica. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
My boyfriend says that I look like Tia Carrera.
Oh, yeah. Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
You are on him today.
See you later. Bye bye.
Yeah. What did you boys talk about at the office?
Nothing. It's Friday. Like someday you got to really do yourself a treat. And show up like an hour before the show, especially on a Friday.
Okay.
When what am I saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying? That's when some of the real fun happens.
No problem.
It's the end of the week, and here are the end of the week things.
And we all know what that means.
That we have to get to. First, let's go to the Don and Mike mailbag.
Ah.
And it's I've selected two this week. They're both from Wisconsin. One will be a follow-up that I think you'll like.
And incidentally, I think now every time you mention states, it's important what I should point out. You said Wisconsin. I will say battleground state.
Go! Right on. So, remember a couple of weeks ago, we played Where Are You Listening to the Show?
Right.
Woman from Green Bay called, listening on WNFL. She says, I'm in an armored car. I'm with, like, $1 million.
That's right.
And she even gave the location where the car was on the street.
That's correct.
She sends the following missive.
Oh, good.
Dear Beth Ann, I hope these pictures are good enough. I'm not that photogenic. No, she's not right about that. She's very pretty.
Oh.
Also, I was instructed to tell you not to use the company name. Considering I'm in enough trouble, I'd appreciate if you left the company out of everything. Thanks
no
again.
Problem.
P.S. It was worth the trouble. Shelley. And my here now are a few photos for you of Shelley in her outfit as the armored car driver. And here now, as further proof, she has sent us a copy, and please don't mention the company, but the copy of her badge of the place.
Oh, Shelley, we trusted you.
Of the place that she works at.
But I appreciate the follow-up. I think that's terrific. And
that's good.
And she's quite photogenic, actually. Very, very nice.
So thank you for that. We do appreciate that.
I love a woman in a uniform.
Now, nice. Also from the great state of Wisconsin, let's go to Winnebago, Wisconsin.
Winnebago, is that where they make the RVs?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
But it is the armpit of Wisconsin. I've been to Winnebago, Wisconsin.
Where, I hate to digress, but where then do they make Winnebagos? If it's Winnebago, Wisconsin.
I don't know. Now, I know that they do make Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh?
That's made in Oshkosh.
They don't make Winnebago.
They might make Winnebago. I don't think they
do. We'll get another call. Somebody tell us where they make Winnebagos.
I know what they make in Winnebagos. I do know what they make.
Babies?
No.
What?
Well, on occasion.
No, they don't make babies in Winnebago. No.
On occasion, they do.
A very rare occasion, but Winnebago's are,
you know what
the,
do you know
are
what
driven the, by people that are no longer childbearing.
Now, do you know what the number one industry is in Winnebago, Wisconsin?
What
the big ticket thing is?
What is
how the town makes its money?
What?
Oh. They got a huge prison there.
They do?
We got a letter from a guy in prison in Winnebago, Wisconsin.
A federal penitentiary.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good.
He's written us before.
Or a state pen.
He has written us before. And this is a guy who wrote a letter to the Milwaukee Journal, the transvestite.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. This isn't the guy that did all the things to himself, is it?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Although the letter is not graphic. So that's why I want to share it with you here. This, you know, this is something that I've wanted to get to all week. We've just not had the time.
This, just correct me if I'm wrong, previous letters from this guy have been somewhat graphic, right? Almost disturbingly so.
Well, as he was going through the transformation in jail. Dear Don and Mike, hi, guys. It's me again. To remind you, I'm the transsexual prisoner in Wisconsin who used to write to you guys about how transsexuals are abused in prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of years since I've written to you guys. Since then, I filed a lawsuit and have now got some attorneys from a prominent law firm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, representing me. My story has made the front page in our state newspaper. The handwriting's not the best, bear with me. And was picked up by the Associated Press. I was just interviewed by Channel 12 in Milwaukee. That interview will air November 12th.
Huh.
I have several more TV interviews scheduled. I would love to get on the air with you guys and talk about my lawsuit and give some examples of the type of abuse transsexuals in prison experience from prison staff. And I would like you guys to informally interview me. Trust me, people are fascinated by the subject of my transsexuality. Combine that with prison, and you'll have a lot of people listening. I'll even send you a copy of a recent photograph of me that you guys can post on your website so people listening can see what I look like. I'll send my before and after photos.
Wow.
I can only call you toll-free or collect, however. You can set something up by contacting my unit manager here at prison by phone, or by contacting me personally by mail. Both would be best. My unit manager here at the prison is, and then he gives a guy's name and a phone number, and I've got an extension and a guy to add, and it's sincerely, your friend, Donna Dawn.
Donna Dawn.
So it it continues.
Making the trend. That is unquestionably the most sane letter that we have received.
The
previous letters have been rather graphic as far as what he did.
And you got to go years back because the guy wrote us letters about how he would cut himself to make things happen, and that a lot of the same stuff. I wrote to the Milwaukee Journal, like I can't get no satisfaction. Right.
I seem to remember him doing things with twine.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's nutty things, as I recall. Nutty things.
It actually, I have a memory of it that actually makes me my flesh crawl.
It was a bad time. He had a ball.
Yeah.
He really did when he was going through that entire.
Oh, you might think he's having fun, but I think he's nuts.
Donna Dawn.
What, Buzz?
I just want to tell you, the nice Winnebagos come from Forest City, Iowa, not from Winnebago.
Forest City, Iowa.
So if you're looking for a couple of nice Winnebagos, it's Forest City, Iowa.
Buzz loves it when he scoops the listeners on that.
Buzz with the tip-in. Thank you. And I knew Buzz was at the wait. He was sitting there with his card.
Buzz knows hundreds of people around the country right now who have their phones in their hands, and they're going, darn it, he beat us.
Just a chance to say nice Winnebagos.
Buzz always wins. and I guess I want to mention this only because it keeps happening. The crazy neighbor that I have, and I use that word loosely, I don't even know these people, but these are the people with the circular driveway.
These are the people that have the police tape up?
Yes. So there are two entrances to the driveway in their house. It's a circular driveway.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they had police tape up for a long time after they had it resurfaced.
Mm-hmm. But like when you say it was months, wasn't it?
Yes, it was 2 months. I am not exaggerating.
Wow.
8 weeks that they had police tape up.
That doesn't make sense.
I talk about it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know these people. They're in my neighborhood. I don't know them. All I know is that 2 days later, the police tape is replaced. And what they've got is, I think I mentioned this in my last update, they had put a little stand on either side of the driveway, and they had a chain link fence, which they've painted yellow. Not a chain link fence. It's actually just chain link.
Mm-hmm.
Just a chain painted yellow that goes from one of these posts to the other. And I wanted to point out that now, as an added benefit to the neighborhood, they've added 3 bicycle reflectors, which they are now hanging from the chain. Don't know what's going on.
What? That is weird.
That's why I bring it up, Mike. That's why I bring it up.
Has anybody gotten any more information? Obviously,
nobody knows
of your neighborhood.
Nobody knows anything about these people. All I know is that I'm coming to work today.
Obviously don't want anyone in their driveway.
No, and they know that I'm talking about it because as I talk about it, they modified it from the CSI to the chains.
Right.
Then I mentioned the chain, and they painted the chain yellow, which was the color of the CSI tape. Well, and now they've got these, and you know the bicycle reflectors
I'm
talking about.
The big ones.
Like the kind that you would put in between the spokes of like a 10-speed wheel.
Right.
You know what you need to know is the chain easily undone? Is it like locked in or can it be undone to let people in?
See, here's the thing. I would have to actually stop my car and get out in front of these people's house to eyeball it.
Big weekend coming up.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, are these both sides of the driveway? Are they both chain linked?
Just one side.
So one side is open?
Yes.
And if what you're saying is influencing what they're doing, then what would you like to see them do next?
Picture of you?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I have an answer then. If it's one side of the driveway, then are they backing out and coming in only on... Are they only using one side of their driveway? Because it might be that they don't want anybody using that particular side because maybe there's something wrong with the driveway that is yet to be repaired.
It looks beautiful. Looks perfect to me.
It's a horseshoe driveway, right?
Yes,
it should be able to drive through, so they're only blocking themselves.
I believe Reagan said it best. Mr. Gorbachev.
Tear down this chain.
That's my end on this.
Right.
Tear down this chain. Because, you know, for God's sake, look, if people are calling now and saying that these people might be murderers.
These are my
neighbors, for God's sake.
Don't close any doors.
Hello, Dirk?
Yeah.
Dirk?
I'm concerned if there's, like, the smell of, you know, rotten flesh if these guys...
No, there's not. Come on. Yes. I live in a nice neighborhood. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I used to live, when I was growing up, we had a neighbor that was like that. These people were so anal. They had the chain, it was a little black plastic chain, and they had the little things hanging from it, and they had motion detector lights too.
Uh-huh.
Now what they would do is they would get this, they had these fake video cameras and stuff, and every time their motion detector lights would go off, if someone backed up in their driveway or someone walked past or a motorcycle would go in their driveway.
You know, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated. Thank you. God, you talk a lot. I am fascinated also by the fake video cameras, which I'm seeing sold more and more places. Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, and have you noticed when you go in a store, they're really easy to spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like back in the day when you go to Sears, once you figured out that all the TVs on display were really just plastic shells, and it's like the light bulb goes off, you go, for years I thought those were real TVs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, same exact thing.
Fake cameras.
What worries me is the electronics have gotten so sophisticated, they could now put them in cheesy, fake-looking cameras, and they'd be real.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's just the way you think, Buzz.
No, but you might have the neighbor with the chain.
I know some businesses that have fake cameras, and they could be fake or they could be real.
That's right. Oh, that's just because you're too cheap to buy the real cameras.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
How many fake cameras you got? Like 8 or 9?
I inherited the fake camera.
You know what? There's one other thing I forgot.
Didn't take them down, though.
Shame on me. Worst move today. Didn't make the call. I'm sorry, everybody. Let everybody down.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Dot com. Listen, next Friday, if I forget you, just call in.
You know, he's stolen that. You know, I thought that was our intellectual property that he was to do on our show. He's using that on the Ardinger extravaganza now.
Oh, and it's 2 to 3?
Yeah, to me, it taints it for us. You know, when you did it today, what, about 10 after 2, Joe? Is that what you did?
I've always done it on my show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
His show on the Joe show.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Perhaps you missed it because you do listen every week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I listen to you.
All right, bye.
What I live for.
Bye, Joe.
Have a good weekend.
You too. My best to your good lady.
Well, thank you. I will pass it along.
Yes.
Joe's going through some growing pains.
Yours as well.
Joe is going through some growing pains with his girlfriend. Am I allowed to speak of that?
Huh?
Am I allowed to speak of what we spoke of in the office?
It's just,
it ain't nothing major. I told Joe it ain't nothing but a thing.
Right.
You know, listen, his girlfriend starts laying that thing on him, do I look fat?
No, it was worse than that.
What was it?
She said, am I getting too fat?
Right, and I said to Joe, the only answer to that is,
only one.
Baby, you look great.
Don't be like that Geico commercial where the guy's got the newspaper up in front and he's not listening. He goes, you bet.
You betcha.
You know why we've got Joe on the phone? I'd like to know what he's planning on dressing up as next week.
Oh, right, because Joe will be trick-or-treating for beer, third annual.
Yay.
Joe trick-or-treats for beer next Friday on the show.
Fantastic.
Thanks Joe. For reminding me, Rob. I need to get on their website, but I thought maybe a pirate.
A pirate would be perfect.
Cool. I've been wanting to be a pirate for several years, and last year I kind of forgot I went the Elvis route. So this year I made a mental note, and I was going through my mental notes last week and realized that I want to be a pirate.
You know what, Joe?
That's got to be a very small piece of paper.
That's just a little post-it.
Joe.
Can you fashion a peg leg for yourself?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kids, we got a break here.
Maybe I can, Rob. Well, how would I do that? I still
Joe,
have
to we'll work on Joe, it. Joe, we got to fly.
You bet.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, hola, I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics Constant Companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year. And that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, here we go. I didn't mention it's Rocktober.
Hey.
Rocktober 22nd.
Rocktober.
You might remember maybe a month ago, 3 weeks ago, we had Jennifer Whisper on the show. Jen Whisper, the singing psychic.
Yeah, she sounds young, but she's old, right?
Right. Remember Buddha Mouse?
Buddha Mouse.
The story was that Dead Walt Disney came to this woman and right. said, it's my vision to recreate Mickey Mouse and make him Buddha Mouse.
Make him a Buddhist.
Since we had her on the show, she has sent us the following picture of Buddha Mouse. Mike, please to be describing.
Buddha Mouse is, first of all, let me say nothing at all. Like Mickey Mouse. Not even remotely close to Mickey Mouse.
Kind of looks like Pat Morita from the Karate Kid.
Buddha Mouse is obviously a mouse of Asian extraction with a long white beard and the hands placed together in that Buddha position and a robe draping a very large belly. And the robe is undone. Just tied very loosely at the belly.
And I know that this is way obscure. I know we were talking about Pulp Fiction, which is not obscure. There is a movie, I don't remember the name of it, it's on HBO a lot. It's a bad, bad movie with Tim Allen, where Putty from Seinfeld is going to beat Tim Allen up in his parking lot.
Right.
And his kid thinks he's a loser. So Tim Allen works out with Jim Belushi.
Oh, God.
Never seen this bad movie?
No, strangely enough, I've never sat down and watched that.
I've sat through it.
Now, why do you do that?
What
compels you to sit down?
Because
to watch a movie with Tim Allen and Jim Belushi right there on any level.
Because, as I recall, it does fall into the category of so bad.
So bad it's good.
So bad and so bad that it becomes a go-to.
Okay, really?
Like, I don't know the name of it. It's something like Big Man in Trouble or something. But
so mindless, you just enjoy watching the bad acting and the bad scenarios.
And not only the whole thing is just stupid and dumb, but
the bad delivery of the bad writing.
But Big Fat Jim Belushi is supposed to be the former martial arts expert who had a failed career in Hollywood, and the outfit that he wears in that movie with the belly and everything is very similar to Buddha Mouse.
Because you'd just love to see that belly hanging out.
Everybody call with the name of that movie now? Look at all these idiots like me who know that movie. I bet all these people are calling with that. Hello, Don and Mike.
The Tim Allen movie is Joe Somebody.
Joe Somebody.
Ah.
There you go.
Just somebody.
We are a nation of idiots. I'm proud to be one of your leaders.
God, oh, man. Check those daily polls.
Well, we've got 18 lines right now, and they're all ringing with the same thing. So,
just somebody.
About Buddha Mouse. Jennifer Whisper has been in contact with Walt Disney again since we had her on the show last. And she has a song, right?
I think that's a song, yeah.
You think this is a song?
You have to ask her.
Buddha Mouse, love and light is what I have plenty of, and so do you. All this death and dying is enough. What does it serve? What does it serve?
Mm-hmm.
Buddha Mouse.
She is the worst.
Let's call the singing site.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's do that right now. She's wonderful.
We liked having her on before.
We enjoyed it. Another Disney feature.
She was in the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
She has a soul, Buzz.
All right, her name is Jennifer Whisper from San Diego. Let me get her music going here. Ready for the singing exciting round two. The story of Buddha Mouse.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer, darling.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi there, it's Don and Mike again. How are you?
Just fine.
Oh, we are sitting here looking at the wonderful character Buddha Mouse, and it's the first time I've seen Buddha Mouse. It looks wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer, how have you been?
How have I been?
Yes.
I've been fine.
Wonderful.
Very good. Since we had you on the show last, let me see if I've got this right. You channel dead people. You've talked to Walt Disney. Walt Disney gave you the idea, and Walt Disney is behind the creation of Buddha Mouse, right?
Huh? Right.
Right.
Huh?
Now, you've been in contact with the Disney people also?
No. Well, yeah, a long, long time ago, I did talk to somebody about it. You know, I don't even remember. I know it was a woman, and she was going to discuss this with the people at Disney.
Uh-huh.
And then they were really happy to gift me with, I think it was like $500, and then it would be their property to do as they want with it, whether it would go into a closet or what, I don't know, but it didn't feel right to me, so I said no.
We have a lot of material that
you never accepted the $500 from Disney to give them the rights to Buddha Mouse, right?
No.
Good for you.
Mike, before we move on, here is a picture of Jennifer. She sent us a picture of both a candid photo from her private life. And
she is lovely.
On stage. Also, as you can see, the original facsimile of the original sheet music, Mike, for the soon-to-be hit song Buddha Mouse.
Buddha Mouse, right there.
Right. I had somebody write that out because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Now, we have the lyrics here, and I love a sing-along.
Okay.
Could you one time by yourself, let us know again the tune? I've got the words here. Over here on the other side, there's a lot we want to do to change the way the world thinks. Could you sing it one time, and then maybe we can all sing along?
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, I'd love it. Sure.
All right.
Over here on the other side, there's a lot we want to do to change the way the world thinks and tell you what's really true.
Baby.
There's a mat. Huh?
Go ahead, no. Keep going.
There's a man over here whose name you know, who changed the world's view using magic and fantasy and the rainbow's hue. He never died. He's still alive. Look who he's created. Buddha Mouse. Walt Disney is the one. I'm here to relate a story new and share my love with you. You've all heard of Mickey Mouse, who is my grandnephew. Walt never died, he's still alive, and wants to give you me.
I'm Buddha Mouse.
I sing a happy tune.
Come on,
Buddha Mouse. Buddha Mouse. I'm another Walt Disney creature. Buddha Mouse. Buddha Mouse. I'm another Walt Disney feature. I'm Disney's Buddha.
Mouse.
Mouse. Yeah. Oh, that was lovely.
Weren't you going to have someone play the piano?
Yeah, we didn't know. We weren't able to get the pianist
next time.
Now, we also have something you sent. This looks like a self-help book for little kids or teenagers. As you can see, there's a picture of a girl named Cassie. She's sitting on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding a cat. She looks sad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It says, Kathy learns self-esteem from Buddha Mouse.
Oh,
right.
Buddha Mouse. So Buddha Mouse,
and that's
is,
the story.
Is a helpful character.
That's pending.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Since we last spoke to you, thank you for sending us the picture of Buddha Mouse, so we see what Buddha Mouse looks like.
And the pictures of you, including the picture of you doing your show. I didn't know. What exactly?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, hold on. There you go.
Jennifer, can you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do, Jennifer, during your show? Your stage show.
I am your Red, White, and BLUE.
Oh, so, okay.
That's your patriotic musical,
yeah,
Mike.
We just put that on last weekend.
Oh, so you were doing a show recently, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, but the point of the show is that, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer, that you do songs from dead people who have contacted you.
Well, see, they're not dead. That's the whole purpose of that. They want to tell us that... Oh.
They live on,
they,
right?
They found they lived on.
On the other side.
Right.
Okay. Who's the person from the other side who you've spoken to most recently?
George Gershwin.
Wow. George Gershwin spoke to you.
How's he doing?
And is he still writing music over there?
He's giving me, I saw him on PBS, KPBS Public Television here in San Diego two nights ago. They had a great big Broadway show, and of course it showed George Gershwin in the early days.
So listen, how is this Buddha Mouse thing going? Now that we've seen it, and we've had the chance to see the sheet music and to sing it with you, I'm telling you, I think kids all over America would love Buddha Mouse, the latest creation from the dead Walt Disney.
Yeah.
What do we got to do to make this happen, Jennifer? What can we do to expedite things for you?
You would like to? Oh, how wonderful.
Whatever,
thank you.
Whatever we can do.
Well, I need Earth Angels.
Earth Angels, pardon me?
Earth Angels, like backers.
Oh, I see.
You know, like a backer?
Investor.
Or a couple of backers or whatever.
Oh, so this comes down...
To put this out, so far I've only just got him on radio, and I'm looking for that perfect angel to back it.
Sure. I understand. And how many zeros would that angel have to come with?
Oh, wow. I have to ask about that.
please do.
But a lot of zeros would be nice.
A lot of zeros.
Oh, wow.
Because it feels like inside of me I can hear... I can feel and I can hear Buddha Mouse Industries. He'd be a wonderful doll for kids, too, and they could rub his belly, you know?
Jennifer,
and make wishes.
Do you have a chain across your driveway?
I don't have a driveway.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
the driveway.
That was like a Rorschach test on this show. Yeah. Yeah. And listen, did we ask you before, who do you like better, Jay Leno or David Letterman?
Well, I'll tell you what, I really can't say because, I'm never up that late.
Oh, you don't stay up late? What time do you normally turn in, Jennifer?
Oh, around 11, 10:30 or 11.
Who is Walt Disney telling you to vote for president?
Oh, gosh.
Do you talk about that with Walt?
Well, I don't need to talk about it with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I just know who I want.
Well,
Are you getting any feedback from the other side about this presidential election,
Jennifer?
George just wrote these words to me.
George.
All right, very good.
You know, it's politics, politics. When the man who's in hopes to stay in for four more years,
uh-huh.
And the man endeavoring to take his place. Hopes to win the race in style and grace. Style and grace, style and grace, style and grace.
Yes, ma'am.
Now's the time for every woman and man to display the power you hold in your hand.
Moon and mouse.
The kind of power an American has to vote is a blessing in your land.
Yes,
yeah, amen.
So when George Gershwin is telling you this, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
We like asking everybody on the show, who comes on the show of note, and you certainly are a person of note. Who will you be voting for?
Okay, Jennifer Whisper, the person.
Yes, the person.
Me.
Yes,
not the entity.
I'm going to be voting for Carrie.
Okay.
But I would like to write in.
You what?
I would like to write in
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh. So
Oprah.
Well, that we have that in common.
You know, that's funny psychically because
yes.
We've always had a campaign like a grassroots effort here.
To get Oprah Winfrey on the ballot.
To get her on the ballot. Especially since Arnold got the California thing. We're thinking
exactly.
Oprah's, yes, mm-hmm. See, Jennifer, psychically.
I see someday if we can change the voting rules in this country. Schwarzenegger Winfrey or Winfrey Schwarzenegger.
Better. Oh, wonderful.
Wouldn't that be great?
Or how about Winfrey Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Dr.
Beautiful.
Phil, even better than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you a fan of Dr. Phil?
I am. Very much so.
That's wonderful.
How long ago did he die?
Who?
Dr. Phil.
Well, has he died? He hasn't died.
No, ma'am. I was just...
Ma'am? Maybe reincarnated from
lifetime. That's what I wanted to ask you because I know also that you're a firm believer that we all have lived before. How many times, for instance, Dr. Phil, who you mentioned you're a fan of, how many times did you estimate he's lived before?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, put a number on it.
I don't know. Let me see. I see kind of like 4,000... times.
A lot. 4,000 times.
And Dr. Phil has lived 4,000 times.
Jennifer, do you have memories of your previous lives?
Uh-huh. I've been, I've channeled some of them, yes.
Hey, is there anything that would be noteworthy that you, in previous lives, lives you've led that were
special? Well, a hypnotist took me very deep one time.
What took
and
you?
Luckily for me, I had the recorder going.
Oh, took her deep.
What happened to me was so far-fetched mm-hmm. that I had to believe it because I could not have made that up.
Yeah. What happened?
What was that I was a queen of Egypt at one time.
Right.
I was Mashana.
Possible.
Queen Mashana.
I believe that.
And I was terrible. I ordered people boiled.
It was like... It's like when you're digging for oil, and just when you're about to give up,
right.
Boom, Jed's a millionaire.
I'm gushing.
To make amends,
right?
As
yes.
Jennifer Whisper.
Yes, ma'am.
To make amends to all of the people that I did in, so
now,
to speak.
You had people boiled in oil?
Oh, I would order all kinds of things to be done.
Do you think
this was Queen Mashana, who I don't even know, I never looked it up or anything, but she reigned... I guess that was me.
Purple
and so then, listen, I realized that all of us have our Hitler lives when we do cruel things.
Oh, hold on a second.
Did you say our Hitler lives?
Our Hitler.
Wow.
When we do cruel things to people, and we get as many chances as we need to keep coming back and making amends to those that we've hurt.
Wow. So that's what it's about. You keep coming back until you get it right.
To perfect ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
God
is so that he does that for us.
So Dr. Phil, now is that a good number or a bad number? If Dr. Phil has had 4,000 chances and still can't get it right, and he's on TV telling people how to live their lives...
He is getting it right now.
Oh, this is the time, then. He's getting it right.
Well, you know, he's probably had a lot of lives where he's learned how to get it right.
So he won't be back,
then. Getting it more right.
He's getting it more right. That's good. And so how many lives do you figure you've had, Jennifer?
I think she said
probably 25,000
times. 25,000, probably.
Dr.
Phil's had 4,000.
Oh, that's right.
I'm riveted.
I'm just here making amends and...
Have you
trying
heard?
To perfect myself and get everything right.
Jennifer, have you heard from Rodney Dangerfield yet?
No.
You
but
will.
You know what? Yeah. I haven't, but I heard from Steve Allen very few days after he left.
And what did he say to
What's
you?
Steve have say?
Well, it was so cute, but I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
But I have a song from him.
Oh, you do?
He wrote a lot of songs.
He loved to write songs. Can we hear a Steve Allen song from the grave?
I had a dream. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
I had a dream last night about a song I would write, a song that would sell, a song the world would like.
This is such a bad song that sounds like Steve Allen should have written
night,
it.
My song was sung.
Remember, that was Steve Allen's whole rap,
the
right?
Show,
I've written 10,000 songs.
New York on Broadway.
Oh,
that's
all
very
right.
Nice.
Jennifer,
that sounds like him.
That is beautiful.
Wonderful
Listen,
job.
We're almost out of time. We want to thank you for the Buddha Mouse pictures. Could we hear the Buddha Mouse song one more time? Because that really is what I think endears you to everybody listening, the fact you've channeled Walt Disney, you've come back with this great new creation, mm-hmm. Buddha Mouse, for the kids in a new millennium. Could we hear the song?
Sing with me.
Buddha Mouse,
I'm another
Walt Disney creature.
Buddha Mouse,
Buddha Mouse,
I'm another
Walt Disney creature.
I'm Disney's
Buddha.
L-U-S-E.
Mouse. Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer Whisper.
Well, call me again because I have lots of songs to share with you.
Wonderful.
Send us more pictures, Jennifer.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye then.
Bye.
Bye-bye then.
Bye.
Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye.
Well, there she is, Jennifer Whisper, the singing psychic.
Wow.
Wow.
She's fun.
We got a song from Steve Allen. We got some lyrics about voting from George Gershwin.
Don't forget that thing about Hitler.
And everybody has to make up for their Hitler lives. Are you listening, Mr. Speedwack?
Speedwack. Okay.
Wow.
Now, hey, listen. Stand by for action.
Action.
A brand new game.
Good.
We'll try it out for the first time ever when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Hi.
There was a time when parents and kids communicated during the day by leaving notes on the fridge, then the cell phone came along.
But when you're driving, fiddling with a handset phone to call your kids isn't the safest idea.
That's why OnStar personal calling makes so much sense.
OnStar personal equipped calling is a hands-free phone built into all OnStar vehicles.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation keep your eyes on the road and your hands wherever they should be.
You know, I asked somebody the other day, what's connectivity? What exactly is connectivity? Well, it's that thing that makes the cell phone sound good. Connectivity.
Is that in the script?
Yeah.
Where's that in the script?
It offers better connectivity in areas with limited cell phone reception because it has more broadcast power and an externally mounted antenna. You didn't see that in the script, did you?
Connectivity is what how I pronounce that word.
I say connectivity.
I say connectivity. Connectivity.
How about connectivity?
OnStar.com. Who sells your product?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same over there that they got here, but it's just there, it's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Well, the masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right, right. You got that right. All right. I got to read an ad here. Rich Eisen will be on the show in about an hour. With Pick the Pros, Rich is brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the movies and music you love. And I'm ready for Rich today.
Really?
I mean, besides the topics that I love coming up with that we'll talk about with Rich.
Ramped up?
From the NFL Network? Yes.
Good.
I want to tell you something. I'm not really hurt by this, but I'm going to play with Rich today.
Good.
He hosted the Jim Rome radio show today. Here's all I'm going to say to him. You know, we're not exclusive with each other.
No.
Our companies got together and worked out this deal.
Right.
I just want him to know that we can have Jim Nance on any time we feel like it. Jim Nance is our bitch. And I'm going to tell that to Mr. Rich Eisen today from the NFL Network.
And we've kind of abandoned him this year.
Yeah, oh, and you want to know something
as
funny?
As everyone. Has he called?
See if you can guess. Now, keep in mind, you know, over the last 4 years with Jim Nantz, as he climbed up the ladder at CBS, how it got to be from him going from, hey, was that segment okay? He would actually, call back and say, did I do okay, guys?
How'd that go, guys?
To where he blew us off at the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was in Houston. It's in his hometown. Anyway, now he got put to the number one game team.
Right.
So he's not the host anymore. There have been six NFL games this year.
Right.
6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many weeks he's called to be on the show?
Six.
Close.
Five. Five times.
Wow.
How are you guys? A little excited about
what's happening?
It.
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers. What's happening?
Well, we'll have to talk to Rich about perhaps what his sidelight is.
I've been going over my books, and I've got some time for you on Friday, guys.
How are you guys?
Friends? Oh, and also follicle.
Game.
Follicle issues I will bring up with Mr. Richard Eisen today.
Follicular. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, follicular issues. Thank you, Robbie.
What, Rich Eisen's follicular issues?
Yep.
Really?
Right.
Huh.
High row game. Listen, I'm not on TV. He's the one that's on TV.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I see the NFL players that are on his show.
Right.
Always busting on him. Say, Rich, put your head down towards the camera. Let's see what's happening.
So he get a little thin on top like many of us?
So before, just so you know, before we get to the meat.
Sorry, many of you.
The meat and potato stuff about football. We've got some issues with Rich. No real issues.
Yeah.
No real issues. Just
fun issues.
Just let him know. Okay.
Playfully, we will let him
know.
We
can also see other people.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. We're not exclusive to Rich.
How long have we been dating, Rich?
Only since September.
That's a brand new relationship.
That's right.
And how long have we been screwing Nantz?
I mean, for 5 years.
We've been screwing him for 5 years.
The old regular.
That's right, he's the old regular.
The old regular.
Okay, kids.
Jim Nantz is our booty call.
Here we go. This is going to be a fast game. This is going to be a quick game.
All right.
I didn't pre-promote this to help with the cheater factor.
All right.
I'm going to ask you to be on your best behavior. Now, I would love to give away some cigarettes.
Okay.
Infinity, Viacom, CBS will not let us give away cigarettes.
All right.
So, we're going to give away money so you can buy cigarettes. The game is paper pack. Here's how we play. You call us right now at 877-365-3636. Not talking about yourself. Who's somebody you know? A relative. Works best. How many packs of cigarettes a day does that person smoke? I know we're going to get up by the mother load where someone will call and say 10 packs a day.
That's an incredible amount. I don't know
it if may happen like that. But listen, here's where the cash gets doubled. Let's say you call us up right now with no time to set this up with anybody and you say, hey, my grandpa smokes 10 packs a day. We call your grandpa right now, live on the air. We get him on the air.
Right.
If, in fact, he says he smokes 10 packs a day.
Yes.
Each of you gets $10 a pack.
Fantastic.
But that's a chance for both the smoker and the person who's turning the smoker in.
It's a chance for a windfall of $200.
And
but
I don't know.
Say 10. Now, don't make it up. You got to be, you know.
Right.
Because, frankly, 5 packs a day is a miracle.
Yeah, it really kind of is.
You're pushing it for 5 packs a day.
I've got faith in our listeners.
Well, you know, it's
hello.
You figure morning, noon, and night.
Don, Mike, Neil. Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, welcome to the debut of Paper Pack. Who is it that you know that smokes a lot?
My friend Leslie.
Your friend Leslie, how many packs a day?
I would say she is not a heavy smoker. She's a half a pack a day, but as you know, in this day and age for women, that's a lot.
Well, that's not playing the game correctly.
No. A pack, you doofus. What are you gonna do? Pay her 50 cents?
Oh, that's
pay her $5?
Oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike. Hello, Mike?
Cell phone problem.
Oh, bad cell there.
We got
all right. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello, Perry.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Perry, who is it you know who smokes a lot?
My grandma.
Okay,
here we go.
Now we're getting to where, you know, the crap detectors won't go on off quite so much.
How many packs a day does grandma smoke?
I'll say 3, fingers crossed.
3 packs a day.
Three.
There's a lot, an amazing amount of cigarettes.
You're in the running, Perry. Hold on a second. Joe, get Perry's grandma's information.
Very good.
Grandma's.
Now, right there, even though you're saying, hey, 3 packs a day, I know people, if you do, you got to call us because 3 packs a day could be a winner.
Right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who do you know that smokes a lot?
My Aunt Patty.
How many packs a day does Aunt Patty smoke?
4.
Wow. Okay.
All right, we got to keep this guy as a finalist.
Barry's just been trumped. Hold on there,
Aunt
Mike.
Pat, but, you got to get through to Aunt Patty.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did we get your name? What is your name?
Mark.
Okay, Mark. Hold on a second.
Mark and his Aunt Patty.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Mike, who do you know? Mike in, what to say, Oklahoma? Are you listening in Oklahoma?
Yeah, just across state line by Wichita.
Ah, beautiful. Oh. Gotcha. Who is it that you know that smokes and how much?
There's my father, and he smokes about 8 packs a day.
Okay. I'm going to close it. I'm going to close it out here if this is on the level. And we got an 8-pack a day.
Better be on the level. And what's your dad's name?
Tim.
Tim.
Because part of the process
did
will
you say,
be...
Did you say 8 packs a day?
Yes. Last I knew it was 8 packs a day. Yes, sir.
What does he do? What does your dad do?
He's dying.
He sits at home and smokes cigarettes.
He's
kind of retired, yes.
He's semi-retired. I think so.
Yes.
Right, now, 8 packs a day.
Now, keep in mind, if we call your dad up and he confirms 8 packs, we have... detailed questions to ask him about his smoking habit.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Questions that we will not lay on you
to confirm.
Yes. So, right. I'd say we could go with this guy.
Hey, Don, you're not going to do better than 8 packs.
No. 8's a great number.
If you get 10 packs, I think somebody's lying to you. Right. 8 packs right now is. Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
Mike in Oklahoma, hold on. Joe will get the information.
But also the part of the country, Oklahoma.
Your dad's phone number.
That could be helpful.
Keep the other people.
Keep Mark with Aunt Patty and 4 packs a day.
Hello, here is Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, what's the total and who's your person?
Well, actually, I work for an internet cigarette distributor, and I have people calling up ordering 12 cartons a week for themselves.
Well, now,
do you know anybody? But you have to know a family member.
And you'd be violating some type
of... My mother actually smokes 6 packs a day.
Not very thick cool. enough. Thank you, though.
But you want to keep around just in case Tim doesn't work out with 8 packs
yeah.
a day?
All right, maybe. Okay. So.
What's your mother's name, Greg?
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Michelle. My Belle.
And you said your Michelle is 6 packs a day?
8. Or no, you're right, 6, Mike, 6.
I was just doing some math on 8 packs a day. That would be 160 cigarettes. Saying he sleeps 8 hours a day,
right.
That would be 10 cigarettes an hour or one cigarette every 6 minutes of your day.
It is
every
possible.
Day.
Yeah, 8 packs right. is possible, but,
Joe,
but highly unlikely.
Bring me those numbers in. Let's get these phone numbers. Let's get this baby going. Hello, John, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a coworker that has about an 8-pack a day habit also.
What's the name of your coworker?
Vern.
Vern.
Of course it is.
Vern is 64, 65 years old.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi. So Mike got on with me and he said, well, he always smoked about 2 pack a day. I just wanted to yank their chain.
Okay. Thanks, jerk.
Thanks, idiot.
All right. Well, now listen, are you a jerk or are you a real caller, John?
Oh, I'm a real caller.
You're a real
now,
caller.
Are you estimating or what do you think?
I'm estimating.
Okay, all right, that's valid. 8 packs a day,
hold on, we'll get the number. We'll get the number, we'll call Vern.
Yeah, and it's, I would wonder whether people would admit to that, because it's like...
I don't know.
But the people, that stay at home, 60s...
Hello, Pete, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Pete.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Pete, who do you know and how many?
Well, I feel minute now, but my wife smokes 3 packs a day.
What's your wife's name?
Buffy.
Buffy. All right, hold on a second.
Was that Buffy or Puffy?
Hey, Rob.
we got Tim and Mike out of there. They were lying.
Hello, Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. Who do you know? How much?
Michelle smokes 6 packs a day.
We already had Greg on. We already had Greg.
Yes, thank you. Right. Sorry about that. Tim, did we have a guy named Tim?
We have no Tim listed down.
Tim. Hey, Joe, bring me some of these phone numbers. I'm dying here. I mean,
so are some of these people.
Tim, who is it that you know and how much?
Tim, are you there?
Tim?
Oh, it's Sam. It's Sam. It's Sam. It's my cousin. My cousin, Jack. She smokes 4.5 packs a day, and she works at a restaurant while she's smoking, too.
Wow.
All right, hold on a second. I like that, Jack. What's her real name?
Jackie.
Right, you call her Jack?
Yeah.
All right,
hold on.
See, that sounds legitimate.
Sure. Somebody in the back room, bring me some of these phone numbers, please. Chop, chop. For goodness sake.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
We have to hurry. These people won't be with us long.
I like Vern. Now,
Vern, so far, if you're counting numbers, is the leader after we eliminated Tim.
Mm-hmm. He's eight, right?
Yeah, Vern is 8 packs a day, followed by Greg and his mother Michelle, 6 packs a day. But I'll tell you, credibility would be the last guy, Sam, who says his aunt Jack, 4.5 packs a day. Then we've got a couple of individuals bringing up the rear. Mark with his aunt Patty, 4 packs a day.
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. He's out of there. And Pete with Buffy,
hold on,
3 packs a day.
Make sure. Pete and Buffy, are you still there?
Sam bailed.
Yeah.
Buffy's number.
Okay, hold on a second. Sam bailed?
Yeah.
Sam's gone. Man.
Sam bailed. All right, what about...
What about John and Vern?
Yeah, let me find a... Hey, John?
Yes.
Were you able to give a number to Joe?
I'm wait. See, Vern is a road salesman, so I'm waiting for a phone number where he is at right now.
All right, hold on. You know, time... hold on. You know, Dude Walker was nice enough. Thank you, Dude Walker, dudewalker.com.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was nice enough to... You know the book I was talking about, the Pulp Fiction book?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Dude sent us the actual page. So I want to say to all of our listeners now, if we are curt with you, it's because time is a factor.
Here? Is the time is a factor here?
It does not say here.
I'll bet there are different transcripts.
We think fast, we talk fast, and we need you guys to act fast. If you want to get
out
of this.
That's not correct.
This is from the book.
No, the book's wrong. It's I think fast. It's not we. He never said we.
Mike, I said we because it's you and I.
Okay.
I'm talking to our listeners here.
Okay, all right, then it was I think fast. All right, you're quoting it, all right.
Yes, yes.
Sorry.
I think fast.
Okay.
Although I do think fast, I was including you to be a buddy.
Okay.
I'm telling our listeners here.
With the packs a day, I'm all goddamn confused here.
Okay, Sam called back.
Yeah.
Sam with Jack.
With Jackie.
And 4.5 packs?
Yeah. Which line is Sam on? Hello, Sam?
Yes.
Now, who is this Jackie we're calling? Is this...
It's my cousin, yeah.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hold on, please.
And call Jack.
And the guess is how many packs?
4.5 packs a day.
4.5. Here we go. Oh, and what I was saying to our listeners is... Oh, Robbie, there's the number. Would you?
Caller?
Yeah, please do. I wish we had more time because people are calling.
Now, Don, I just want a point of order here. I'm not trying to be difficult, but Greg with his mother, Michelle... That's a 6-pack a day. Are you sure you don't want to go with that one first? Because that'll be our winner if we
get through.
They're
having trouble getting a phone number for her.
So Sam's cousin, Jackie, if we can confirm, will be the big winner.
And again, if we had time, we would be able to take more of these calls. Please understand, if we're curt with you, it's because time is a factor. We think fast, we talk fast, and we need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So pretty please, with sugar on top. Call the effing relatives.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, so thank you to Dude Walker for sending that in. Rob's on the phone now.
This is Rob. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from the Don and Mike Show. We have your cousin Sam on the line with us. And Sam has won a radio contest, but for him to get his prize, we need you to come on the air. May we put your voice on the air, Jackie?
Here we go.
Okay, hang on. Be on the radio.
Get ready.
All right, now we got Sam, too, huh?
Yes, we do. Let's go to Sam first. Hi, Sam.
Yes.
Okay, here now is your cousin, Jackie.
Hello?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a national, regional, coast-to-coast radio show, and joining us on the line is Sam, your cousin, right? Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Sam, say hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, say hi to your cousin, Jackie, Sam. Don't lock up on us here.
Hey, Jackie. And I'm sorry to get you on the air.
Now listen,
what are you doing?
We're playing a game. We're playing a brand new game called Paper Pack.
Paper Pack.
Now, your cousin Sam has called us and told us how many packs of cigarettes a day he gets and
now
smoke.
Now, Jackie, don't say anything yet, because in order for Sam to win his prize, you have to actually confirm the number that Sam gave us. In the event that you confirm the number that Sam gave us, Don will pay you $10 a pack, and he will also pay Sam the same amount of money.
If your number matches.
If your number matches.
The question now, Jackie.
Yeah.
How many packs a day do you smoke?
Well, I know this is... if anybody knows me, they know I'm a chain smoker, so I smoke about 4 packs a day.
You know what, Mike?
I think that's
close enough.
Yeah.
Yes,
close enough.
It's close enough for the first edition of Paper Pack.
I believe them both, and Sam said 4.5 packs a day. If it's about 4 packs, that's 4.5 packs.
Could it be 4.5, Jackie?
And Jackie, on some days, could it be 5?
It's
Well, I've done 4.5.
We won't judge. We don't judge.
4.5. I'm going to round it off to 5.
That's good.
I'm going to give each of you $50.
I'm listening, Sam. I'm going to kill you.
Listen to this, Jackie.
Jackie, yes. you have won $50,
and we
want you to spend the $50 buying cigarettes. Because we can't give them away on the show, but we want you to enjoy them. Jackie, what is your brand of choice?
Right now I'm smoking Saratogas.
And
Sam, do you smoke?
I quit smoking.
You quit smoking. Well, hopefully,
go buy $50 worth of bologna.
This will start that habit back up.
I'm going to start smoking because of this.
No one likes a quitter.
All right, thank you both. Listen, like I said, our time is your time, and until next time, that's it for Paper Pack because we got a break.
Good game.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Hold on a second for your prize money.
Now, fine lung, chimney breath, toss sucking tobacco face. When you taste it, yellow beef, topo using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, they're all calling now. We got a break.
Right. Well, this will ramp them up for the next time.
Next time, because people are calling now saying, screw Aunt Patty. Some guy's got a guy here, Uncle Sal. 13 packs a day.
Well, I think also the liars are calling.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, we'll do it again. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
Light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, we heard that one the other day. Let's get another one from Dude. Here we go.
Regrettably, they have passed. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Friday.
Now, what is this? This is not the Sacramento dance.
No, this is the Red Sox dance.
Red Sox dance?
I got to dance at least once a day during the World Series.
Listen, I'll say something
only
right
the
now.
Songs I like.
Dial 911. Right now, somebody dial 911.
Get down tonight. Do a little dance.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
There's no game on tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Doesn't start till tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, the series.
Let's go Sox.
Oh, I'm having a heart attack.
You know what, Rob? I don't see you on the phone. Why don't you load that in there? I hate to be the bad guy. Don't make me be the bad guy.
You love to make them hurt you.
No, Charlie M. I'm saying, don't make me.
Charlie M.
Don't make me be the bad guy.
You wanted to be here on time for Charlie M.
I'm here.
Hello.
Where's she at?
I'm looking at the phone. You want me to call her assistant?
Hollywood.
I tell you, how many minutes late now is this? 5.
Well, he did say 49 in that.
All right, we'll give her a second.
Uh-huh.
Give her a second.
Okay.
A watch can be a minute slow.
Here's what we're going through. They've asked me not to speak about it on the air, but I will. It's a thing with the handlers and sweet Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
That, we don't have a firm set time on this show, so we're flexible. And anyway, it was supposed to be today. It was supposed to be. Okay, we'll all try to meet at the same time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she's got stuff to do, and obviously we've got stuff to do, so we try to coordinate a time that's mutually beneficial.
So we'll see. Let's see if it happens. Meanwhile, I'm sure this won't be on Access Hollywood tonight. Oh, you know what? This is the type of guy I am, though. I will read this plug.
Hey, look at that. Telephone.
Oh, hold on. Let me mention. Is this Nancy? Nancy?
Nancy O'Dell?
Oh, you didn't punch it up because they grabbed it.
Oh, they got it in the back room. I'll even read their commercial. Really? Access Hollywood, tonight at 7:30 on NBC4. Uh-huh. That's here in D.C. Everywhere else in America, check accesshollywood.com for times in your cities.
Wonderful.
We would love if you would always say this in case you do not already.
Please say that.
Thanks and have a great weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Joe, assistant to Nancy.
Oh, isn't that
phone? 818.
I don't think you want to give that
out. I'm just filling now because I can't imagine how come the line's just not on hold.
What are they doing?
Come on. You're killing me.
God.
Yes, we got her now. Here she is. Nancy.
How have you been?
How have you been?
Now. We will only keep you for a moment, but I want you to know something. While all this stuff is going on that I just mentioned with the handlers and everything about if we're going to get the time right to have Nancy on the show.
They won't let me go off the access Hollywood set, and I'm always like, I gotta leave, you know. You are a busy, busy lady. This is a syndicated show, and it's gotta get up on the airwaves, so I gotta go call my friends.
I want you to know she's making this call today on... Now, is this your day off?
It's a day off. They gave me a day off because they're sending me out of town over the weekend unexpectedly, and I have some important things to do, so I'll be gone. I leave tomorrow.
Is it
they go interview the First Lady on Sunday. That'll be fun.
I was just going to ask you if it's a super secret mission, but it's not, I guess.
I'm going to leave tomorrow, interview her on Sunday, and then I have Nicole Kidman on Monday in New York. So all these things I was not expecting to have, and they're letting me get some timely things accomplished.
All right, well then, we won't keep you long. There are two things that I wanted to ask you about on your show tonight. Bill O'Reilly, you got some stuff on Bill O'Reilly? What do you got tonight on Access Hollywood?
I do got some stuff on Bill O'Reilly. We have a close friend of his accuser that comes to Access Hollywood to defend her. And this is, you know, on the heels of something that a settlement has taken place, but we've learned otherwise. So you'll hear that tonight on Access Hollywood. We're also coming from the set of The Biggest Loser.
Oh, now, Nancy, I'm glad you brought this up. The other night, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, the hour before the baseball game was on, I watched this show. And even I thought it was cruel. But I watched it, and it killed in the ratings, right?
It did pretty well in the ratings. I knew it was third overall in the overnights. It was like a second in total viewers, so that's pretty impressive.
Are they getting a lot of feedback where it's kind of some negative backlash about the content of the show kind of taking advantage of these people?
No, you know, some people are saying it's embarrassing and it's degrading to bigger people. And,
yeah,
you know, some people have not liked it.
It is. I like it, though. I like it. Well, good for you. Now, what are you going to ask Laura Bush? Your show is Accent Hollywood. It's not Face the Nation. So are you going to ask Laura Bush? You know, no one's asking you to come in with the tough questions, but how tough or soft are you going to be?
Well, one of the things that we want to do with her, because the interviews that you see with her, normally they do, you know, all the news shows, and yeah, we'll ask the fun, tough questions, but also one of the things that we try to do with our show is to show more of a human side. So she's actually given me a tour of the ranch, and you don't see that much of her.
You really don't.
You know, you see her being a first lady, so I want her to cut up a little bit and have fun and tell me what, you know, whether
like
she actually
uses
Heinz's ketchup or not.
You know, I got an idea. This is just a suggestion for you, Nancy. Okay, when you get done with the tour of the ranch, maybe you just, you know, just throw in like a zinger on stem cell research. But do it like right when she's showing you, you know, this is where we have our lovely bay window out here. So, well, that is absolutely beautiful. What do you think about the recent poll numbers?
You know, I don't know if you caught it.
Like, fine, I'm
going to
say, so is
GW
a good kisser? You know, we're
going to
do fun things like that.
No,
that's a gross question.
I like that question, though. I do.
Are you really, we'll let you go. Are you really going to ask her about the ketchup? That would be great.
I think it would be fun to ask her that. So.
Yeah, they use Heinz ketchup.
Play. I think we should have fun.
All right, Nancy. Listen, have a good weekend. And for goodness sakes, you know, chill out. Tell your producer to chill out. We'll work out a time where you meet us and everything is cool.
Well, I keep telling them I gotta go. Just give me 5 minutes to talk to my buddy.
All right, you got it. All right, go have a good weekend, and then we'll ask you next week how you've been.
Okay, I will expect that you have been very well over the weekend.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye, honey.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, bye. We'll see you.
Bye.
That's Nancy O'Dell. She ain't the problem. The problem is the 8,000 idiots that work on that show, Access Hollywood.
Sure. It's TV, and you know how they work.
She's sweet. She wants to be on the show.
Yeah, that's obvious. And but behind the scenes, you know, it's just like anybody that works on any television show, especially out in California, it's basically the only world they know. It's their world or nobody else's.
So anyway, thank you, Nancy.
My question, how'd they get the First Lady at such a busy time?
Of course, no one really wants to say, what's she doing on Access Hollywood?
I think they're all trying to cover everything they possibly can.
Yeah,
right?
What connection can Laura Bush have to Hollywood besides, hey, lady, what's the last time you really went to a movie?
Yeah, exactly. You know what it is? I think it's saturation. Yeah. Right now, the last 2 weeks, the game is total saturation.
Okay.
Cousin Billy.
It's Cousin Billy. Having said all of that.
Wow.
Now I'm left to
Rob,
the part.
Right.
What?
It's Cousin Billy. That's probably exactly what it is.
Oh, Double B?
Yeah.
The lottery winner?
Well, if we get the, you know, Billy'd never answer that, but we'd have to ask him that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like, one of the things in these behind the scenes, I can't talk about this stuff. I promised I wouldn't. One of the things I said was, you know, if she's busy, we'll talk to Billy Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he's cool. And they said, no, he's not allowed to do any interviews until after the election.
Yeah. But she's going down to do more.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I bet all the shows, though, end up doing something with Laura Bush.
Yeah, I just thought of that when Rob brought it up, but I think they're probably just trying to get as much media coverage for everybody as they can.
We are running out of time in this broadcast week, and I have wanted to tell you all week so many things. Colin Farrell has tried heroin. He thinks it's good.
No, I think I knew that.
Did you know that Keith Richards had signed up to be in the next two Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Oh, that's great.
That is fantastic. This is Keith Richards.
So John and Mike.
That is fantastic.
If he can live. Did you know that Sharon Osbourne put urinals in their house?
Why?
Because Ozzy can't hit the regular toilet. I wanted to tell you all of this stuff.
Oh, man.
Did you know Letterman won't let it go? This is a big thing in the Inquirer. We got an advanced copy of this article. The Letterman, besides the fact that he's been sniping at Jay Leno on his show, and Buzz, right. You'd know better.
Yeah. He's not over it.
I'm way late with my TiVoing of Letterman,
so
right?
Am I now.
But apparently every night now, he's calling him a lame duck. He's saying, Jay stinks. You're watching the guy that's going to have the job in 4 years, and he's not let it go. And he's even said on the air that, really, the Tonight Show should be his show.
Really?
12 years later, Letterman won't give it up.
He's bitter.
I got a ton of quotes about this, and not enough time to share them all with you. Let me do say this, though. Mike, about the Red Sox, I also wanted to tell you, when they did that thing with Curt Schilling the other night.
On Letterman.
No. When they did that thing on him during the game.
You mean when they sutured his ankle? And nobody really knew that until after the fact. Thank God they put sutures in there.
I bet you did not know this. Do you know that even dead people hate the New York Yankees?
Really?
Here's the behind-the-scenes story about this thing with Schilling, because you saw the blood coming out of his shoe.
Yeah, and it was, and now we can all know that it was blood.
Okay. Here's how the Red Sox figured out that they could do that operation on Curt Schilling so that he could play in game number 6.
Mm-hmm.
They got a dead guy. Because what they wanted to do on Curt Schilling, here's the non-technical way to describe the operation. What they wanted to do was sew the skin on his leg to the tissue that's underneath his leg that would create almost a wall that would make it so the tendons in his ankle, in his foot region, would not pop.
Right. Wow.
Now, this had never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know if the surgery would work.
Wow.
So they went and got a dead guy.
Yeah.
The Red Sox did.
All right.
They tried the operation on the dead guy's foot. They said, this looks like this will work.
this is true. This great?
It seemed to work on the dead guy.
Right.
So they did the same operation to Curt Schilling. They think they can now repeat this on him as many times as they're going to need to in the World Series.
Yeah.
And, of course,
now, is this something, I didn't even read this myself because I didn't dive into the Globe today. I was actually trying something unique this morning. I was sleeping. But what I wanted to know is this something they have to go in and do the same sew him up thing every single time and then remove them after that?
For the rest of the year, this is what the guys get. So the guy's got stones.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, all this talk about a heroic performance.
Right.
Really, the guy had surgery that had never been done before.
The night of the game, everybody, you know, even the announcers, the great journalists at Fox obviously didn't dig deep enough. Everybody was saying, is that Marcaine, the anesthetic use for the ankle, or is it the blood that's coming from the where they gave him the injection?
Not the injection, it's from the operation.
No, they sutures.
They sewed over a flap of skin.
That had to be.
To act as the tendon.
I don't care how numbed, and you don't numb it up.
And imagine this. You're Curt Schilling, and they say to you, okay, you got, like, no chance to pitch. There's a crazy, crazy operation.
Right.
It's never been done before. Give us 20 minutes. We got a dead guy coming over from the morgue.
Uh-huh. Right.
We're going to practice on him. That's a true story.
It's amazing.
The dead guy was Rodney Dangerfield.
And the Yankees have just offered the dead guy $17 million to sign with them. And finally, we've never gotten to this week. Mozart had Tourette's.
I've heard that.
SSS. This is really Mozart. This is from Britain's Channel 4. You know, Britain is weird. They got like BBC One, BBC. They got like four channels.
They're listening to BBC One.
They have announced that Mozart had Tourette's. Now, at age 26, it led him to write some songs which are now being released. This is not a joke. One of the songs that Mozart wrote while he was under Tourette's was Lick Out My... It rhymes with grasshole. That is...
Wait a minute, really?
I'm not...
Mozart wrote that. Wrote the lyrics. That's what it says, yeah.
Ain't making this up. True. The song featured the lyrics, quote, Lick Out...
Yeah, all right.
Lick it till it's good and clean. He, of course, loved public flatulence. You saw that in the movie with the guy with the wig.
They had that right.
And let me see. He had a special Tourette's condition called choragophia, which is the need not only to yell out these things, you know, bitch, son of a bitch, bastard, 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 but to write them down as well.
Well, aren't we glad? Because so many years have passed and there were no audio tapes back then. It's nice to finally have something on tape.
Thank God that was not lost.
That's right. No. That art.
having said that.
That's pretty funny. Good old Amadeus.
You got a jingle? Because I got his greatest hits here. Happy Friday, everybody. It's me, Donna G. I'm not J-O-B. Turn your boss to shove it. Here's the weekend. Let's get it kicked off. Here's Mozart. Lick out my rhymes with grasshole. On the station everybody can agree on. Even the boss. Here's Mozart!
Amadeus. Rock me, Amadeus.
How good is that he had Tourette's? How great is that?
Why we're not hearing the words.
Yeah, right.
Words are dirty.
Bastard, bastard, bastard. Well, that's all I got time for this week. But remind me next week. I got to read you this Letterman stuff. It's an article from the Inquirer that's just, he will not let it go. He, you know, and good for Letterman that he won't let it go.
Yeah.
He hates Jay Leno so much, and now it's all coming out. It's all coming out.
Well, that's a good thing.
He's happy for Conan O'Brien because, unlike Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien paid his dues.
Earned it.
But The Tonight Show is still rightly David Letterman's, and he cannot let it go.
Yeah, well, if you watch that movie, The Late Shift, I mean, you really see that a lot of that stuff's true.
Jay wants to make friends. Dave says... Never.
Oh, really?
David Letterman says never. Letterman now makes $30 million a year, makes more than Leno,
right.
Has his own show, which is starting to come up in the ratings.
Yes.
It's 12 years ago. Dave will not let it go.
That's right.
Jay betrayed him. Jay screwed him. Dave was basically Jay's biggest promoter when Jay started out.
That's true.
And Dave is now spending, from what I'm reading here in the Inquirer, you'll read it next week, most nights on his show, he's doing that wicked good impression of Leno, and he's saying stuff like, you know, I'm a lame duck, I only got a couple years left, you got Conan O'Brien's coming to take my job. So, Letterman is wigging out about that.
That's kind of neat.
We got a break right here. We'll be back with Rich in a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
Yep. Thank you, Dude Walker. I think Rich is on the phone now. Rich Eisen brought to you by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love. I just want to talk up to the vocal, that's all.
Well, nobody doesn't like you.
Just another 3 seconds. There you go. Now, from the NFL Network, every night at 7 and 10 on NFL Total Access, here's two-timer Rich Eisen. Hey, Rich.
How you guys doing?
So, Rich, I'm coming into work today.
Yeah?
Get the call. Someone says, hey, your boy's hosting the Rome show.
Yeah, I did the Rome show today.
So that's That's all right. You know, it's not like, you know, we're going out or anything. So,
are you saying I'm not allowed to do the Rome show?
No, of course you're allowed to do the Rome show.
Rich, you're allowed to do any radio show you want, and we're allowed to be jealous.
And I just
during the road show, the Rome show, somebody called in from Sacramento and said, I enjoy listening to you on the Don and Mike show.
You go, aha.
I kid you not. That happened.
Let me just tell you that I'm very secure, and you do whatever you want, but I want you to know something. There's a guy named Jim Nance out there who we bumped off this show for you, okay?
Jim Nance, you bumped off the show?
That's right. We had a 5-year relationship with Jim Nance.
Yes.
And I said, you know who's the new cute girl in school? Rich Eisen.
You were so giddy and excited when we were going to have Rich on the show. And
no.
Yes, that's true. That's so true. Anyway, I barely could pick up the station here in D.C., but you sounded good on the Rome show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
See if you can do
it's fun. It's a challenging medium.
See if you can do half as well in this 15 minutes.
I will do my best.
Okay. Before we start with all the stuff about football,
are you going to talk about my sport at all with Mr. Eisen?
I was about to say straight up in front, congratulations on your Red Sox.
Oh, man, what a week. I still am experiencing the hangover, and I certainly hope the team doesn't experience the hangover tomorrow night, because really...
Yeah, you're not one of those Red Sox fans who are saying that the curse is reversed, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well,
you know what?
Kind of is.
I'm saying that
it doesn't matter to you anymore.
I'll tell you, it is inevitably a less emotional experience to go into the World Series this time, based on what happened. I am delighted that they did that against the Yankees, but I also do believe, in order to really go down in history, you have to win the World Series.
No doubt.
I think the
bottom line is, if you take a look at it between a Red Sox and a Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox fan will always be able to look the Yankee fan in the face and say, 2004 LCS. And the Yankee fan at this point will be able to look back and say 1918.
And,
that's creepy, because we had that exact discussion yesterday.
Well, I said to a bunch of people, I said, whenever a Yankee fan, even with the World Series to come, whenever a Yankee fan looks you in the eye and says 1918, it's the opposite. I said, so you can always say 2004.
Greatest collapse ever.
Well, you know, what you achieve right now is that, a Red Sox victory, the Yankee fans will have no ammunition.
Exactly. They'll have no retort, because the Yankee fan can always say, well, we got 26 World Series, but,
right.
You know, then the bottom line is 1918 would be out the window.
Absolutely.
Drag on, and at serious expense of the Yankee fan. So I wish you good luck and welcome you to the World Series, sir.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it.
Rich, isn't this the one weekend of the out of the year? It kills me. Is this not the weekend there's not a Sunday night game?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, the NFL. Abdicates its Sunday night stage.
I've always felt that way. You know,
this could be the greatest day in Boston sports history coming up on Sunday, because how many times have the Red Sox played a World Series game with the defending Super Bowl champion Patriots going for consecutive win number 21 in only the fourth game between two 5-0 undefeated teams in the history of the league?
Okay,
and if I'm not mistaken, toe meets ball at 4:15 Eastern, and the rubber meets the road at Fenway at 7:45 Eastern.
8:15, but that's
8:15.
Okay.
You got it covered, Rich. You got all this.
What a day in Boston that's going to be.
It's going to be. They ought to have to maybe ought to reschedule the marathon. Who knows?
Before we
right, run it Sunday morning.
the Jets and the Patriots. That's the biggest game since when?
It's the last time two undefeated teams faced each other this late in a season was 1973, when the 6-0 Vikings took on the 6-0 Los Angeles Rams. It's only happened two other times in NFL history in which two undefeated teams that are undefeated with at least 5 wins faced each other. And you go back to like the early 20s, when I think it was like the Canton Bulldogs beat like the Buffalo All-Americans or something crazy like that.
So this is a huge game. The other big thing that was on your show this week was Ricky Williams. This to me is nutty. That, and you guys treat it with a little reverence as well. What is his deal, Rich? Yeah. Really, what do you guys hear that is?
His deal is, quite frankly, you know, no one's going to say it publicly, but his deal is that he owes $8.6 million. Mm. And the deal is that somebody in the NFL, though, I think is going to have to give some leeway to this. Because from what I understand, I don't know, this sort of stuff is above my head, that he could file for some form of bankruptcy in which all contracts become null and void. And then that's a way for him to get out of paying the $8 million. And I don't think, you know, I think everybody wants something to happen here, that I think it does help this league to have Ricky Williams in it. If he is running the football, you take a look at it could be an 0-7 Dolphins team on Monday Night Football, which is not what this league is looking for.
Yeah, that's all. I forgot they're on Monday night, right.
And so, you know, this is not good for anybody. And I think it was just one of those, hey, let's get it all in a room and talk it out. But I don't think Ricky's going to get back in the league quickly by saying that there was a problem with his drug test. I think if the league had its druthers, I think the league would love to hear his guy come out and say, Ricky loves football. He wants to be back in. We're trying to get something done. But to talk about, you know, that this drug test was done, incorrectly, or it was not appropriately done.
Well, such
or
a total contradiction.
Done.
I mean, that's
what his lawyer saying. You know, we're not sure how the sample was collected.
Yeah,
but it's such a total contradiction
for everything he's about. I mean, this is the guy that left because he said he wants to travel through Europe or whatever,
or
and hang out with Lenny
Kravitz. Because he didn't like what the offensive coordinator was doing, or who the offensive coordinator was, or he didn't want to get hurt. He was getting killed. He didn't want to run the ball 350 times. The coach didn't respect him. He wanted to smoke.
You know,
and there's just so many different things that he told the Miami Herald that it sort of stretches credulity for his lawyer to come back and say he's got the bug, it's bitten him, he wants to play as soon as possible. It's very difficult for you to believe that if, you know, when he's got an $8.6 million order over his head to pay up.
All right, then on the other side of the coin, a guy who loves playing football, who a lot of people say should stop playing football, is the great Jerry Rice, who was traded by Oakland to Seattle this week. How many balls would Jerry Rice catch this week?
I think it'll be, you'll see at least one, you know, that's for sure, that there'll be more of a priority to get him the football, but he's also in a system that I think suits his talents better than what was going on in Oakland, and it's obvious that he wasn't welcome there anymore. I mean, you know, it's just, there's no need to have the greatest of all time standing there on the sidelines with a problem. So I think it would serve everybody best to just get him up to Mike Holmgren. And you know, a lot of people believe that the Seattle receiving core will be helped out, that they have a serious core-wide disease of the dropsies.
Well, especially Corey Robinson is the worst.
So, I mean, you know, maybe Jerry Rice can help with these guys.
Now I'm going to make a nice segue here to go away from football.
Yeah.
I saw you had a bit on your show this week. Where you had walking around Seattle with a picture of Matt Hasselbeck.
Yes.
Asking people if they know who this guy is, the quarterback of the Seahawks. Like one guy out of 20 knows who he is.
All right.
Rich, also, when you're on the show, I see when you do the hookup with the players, when they're talking to you on JETS cam or whatever cam it is, that occasionally they will bring up follicle issues with you.
With now, me. They always talk about my I'm follicularly challenged.
Yes, now, listen.
Are we going to be able to get the real skinny on what's going on with Rich's hair?
I mean, I've noticed that you must...
Please, everybody wants to know.
Yeah, yes, well, you just got a haircut this week or last week, it appears.
Not that you're watching closely.
My God, are you a stalker or what?
No, I watch the show. Uh-huh.
Well, what is he announced at the beginning that he got a haircut or what?
No, I mean,
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If he's a real TV guy, don't they get it cut every like week or something like that?
No, but here's the thing. It's cut that way that I used to cut mine. It's cut that way that says I'm going bald.
Jesus, you don't know. You're starting to really frighten me about this.
The bottom line is I do basically all I could do. That's all I could do. Mike, this is all I could do.
He's answering the question, though.
But you have to watch the show to know that the players all bust his balls all the time.
Do. They
say,
oh, they do.
They say,
but I respect that. I take that as a gentle hazing that's a sign of respect.
That's right. I guess
there's no other way to take it.
You know, you watch the show. I know you watch so passionately. I mean, but I really, you are maybe four or five steps away from like going through his garbage and stuff. It's starting to get a little scary here. It really is. It's starting.
Just so you know, I just discarded my tin from my turkey.
Let me just say this, Rich, if I could just say one thing. my sweet.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Pretty good.
Okay. Real quick, one word answers, because I know you guys hate it when you're done. Are the Chiefs done?
No.
Okay. How come Dante Culpepper throws 5 touchdowns every week and makes it look so easy?
Oh, wow. He's in the perfect system. He's got one of the best receivers in the game, and the running backs are really doing their job. So he's not only got a perfect dump off to the Ontario Smiths and Mewaldi Moores of the world, but it can actually keep a defense guessing whether or not he's throwing it.
Well,
he's just that good. He's locked in, right?
What is he on pace for? I know that they have those. You had some stats before, like about the Patriots. Isn't he on pace to throw for
58 touchdowns?
Wow. You know, the guy. It's really not fair. There's a guy in our fantasy league, John Norman, that has him, and I mean. 1 week, Dante Culpepper is worth 50 points.
I know. But that's the way it goes. There's always some guy every year with a hot hand, and John got lucky this time.
And Rich, are you in a fantasy league?
No, I'm not. I'm not. There's a lot of that stuff going around here, but I'm not in one.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I'm out. Then let's just. I know you got a 5:30 thing.
Yeah, Aeneas Williams is coming on Rams Cam this evening.
Aeneas Williams.
Jerome Bettis is in our studio to help interview him. So it's all good.
You know, I thought about picking the Steelers have a bye this week, right?
Yes, they do. That's why he's here.
I thought about picking him up because every time they get down to the 1 yard line, that's all they do is give him the ball. The bus.
Yeah, he scores touchdowns. That's for sure. Wow. His yards per carry isn't way up there at all.
but still, 6 points is 6 points.
Okay. He's also still the 6th leading rusher of all time, so he doesn't need too many more rushing yards in his career.
And what's that Pittsburgh?
He just wants that ring at this point.
Rich has been pretty spot on about that quarterback for Pittsburgh.
Oh, Big Ben, right.
I mean, you called
that. Did I say that week ago?
Yeah, you did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you did.
But he's the real deal?
Do you think he's going to? I mean, he can't perform at this level all year long.
Who knows? But I mean, Adam Schefter, one of our guys that we have on our show here, he pretty much hit it on the head that he's just going to raise the bar for so many players coming into this league in that position. Sort of in the same way when the Panthers and the Jaguars won when they finally came in, owners looked at their general managers and saying, how the hell are they doing it? And we're having trouble, So basically you got to look and say, how is this kid doing? He's just that special, I think.
So
he's that good. And he's in a system where he doesn't have to do it all. I mean, that defense and the running game helps him.
He hears every guy, even a guy like Eli Manning. Don't you think Giants fans are looking at him going, wait a minute, hold on. We traded everything to get this guy. Kurt Warner's playing.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't think you can make that same analogy because if Tommy Maddox didn't have his arm bent 15 different ways, they might still be with him.
Well, but if Tommy Maddox was in there, maybe Tommy Maddox would have played like crap like he did last year.
Entirely possible, but it would have. I don't know how. You will never know how quick a trigger Bill Cowher was going to have, but. If you remember, Vinny Testaverde played so many games in the 2002 season before they finally went to Chad Pennington, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, geez, this is great. I mean, or you take a look at the greatest Jets-Patriots game in Patriot history that the Patriots ever lost, which I think, you'll agree, is when Mo Lewis crushed Drew Bledsoe on the sideline. Suddenly here comes Tom Brady, and now you got a dynasty.
I love your passion.
So you never know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it certainly, unfortunately for Tommy Maddox, helped the Steelers to get Roethlisberger in there. I don't know if they would have gotten him in there to the point where if let's say Kurt Warner goes down this week against the Lions and Eli Manning comes in and goes 4-0, what's Tom Coughlin going to do?
You tell me that we are not cut from the same swath.
No, stop it.
This man and I.
I know he excites you when he talks like that.
Where does that come
from? No, listen, Rich, this is my bye week.
Don't start thinking about him.
This is my bye week. And you'll have
trouble sleeping at night if you start thinking about him.
Hey, now. Let's go to the... We have 3 games to pick, and we'll let you fly.
The Battle of the Undefeated, your Jets and Pats.
It stops for the Patriots. I'll take the Jets.
I'm going to agree with you. I like the Jets this week also.
Well done. The Jaguars and Colts.
That's in Indianapolis. The Colts. Marvin Harrison will be huge. Mike?
Yeah, at home, I like the Colts. I hate it when we agree on everything, but I agree with you.
Okay, maybe you could split on the Cowboys and Packers.
Boy, they both got to win. It's in Green Bay. I got to take the Packers, Mike.
I will go with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys
are the deal. All right, there you go. Hey, now, Rich Eisen, NFL Total Access. It's every night at 7 and 10. Let me just say, farewell, my lovely. We'll see you next week, Rich.
Sleep tight.
Okay, thank you.
That's nice.
Bye, dude.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is...
That's funny.
My man.
He gets it. I forgot he's a Yankee fan, too, right?
My man!
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Jets and Yankees.
Yeah.
New York
yeah.
Jets.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
That's Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com.
I knew he was a Yankee fan when he brought up the curse in the first 5 minutes.
Tower is your only source for music and movies. Tower Records, the best place to go and discover music, has been over 40 years. New this week on sale, Van Helsing, with Hugh Jackman and Kate Beckinsale. Tower has the best magazine selection anywhere. Go online or find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth watching is here.
That's for sale.
Rich Eisen. NFL Total Access every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. Please, for information, go to NFL.com.
That's a sale. That's a sale.
Go to the website, my sweet. See you there.
Honey, who's that out by the trash?
Now,
that's his jockey.
Now, I mentioned that this was the show where we're cramming everything in from this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a phone scan coming up and a wonderful twist for the phone scan.
Oh, exciting.
Not only will someone be able to win a prize, when you hear that indicating it's the end of the phone scan, we're also today introducing the Lucky Japanese Alarm Clock.
All right. Oh, I am thrilled at this.
When the Lucky Japanese Alarm Clock goes off during the phone scan.
Uh-huh. Super Terrific Happy Lucky Alarm Clock.
That's right. Super Terrific Happy Lucky Friday Alarm Clock.
Super Terrific.
Cat.
Super Terrific Happy Lucky Friday Alarm Clock.
Pleased to be listening. Now, it will do this incessantly during the phone scan. I'll have it down here at the corner.
Right.
Of the console, so you won't hear it all the time. At an absolutely undetermined time, it will do. I gotta wait for it now. We've got it set to go off. You gotta wait 10 more seconds.
Mm-hmm. This is the winning.
How
sound.
Much is that doggy in the window?
Yeah.
And it's Nelly. It's a little cat, and he's got his paw up in the good luck always.
It's a Maneki Neko.
Oh, here we go, Mark.
Good morning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you get that?
All right.
Let me set it for 10 seconds again.
Okay. Right.
Now.
It's the classic Maneki Neko beckoning cat hold for on. Good luck
here
always.
Here we go, hold on.
Yes, Rob, the classic.
Hold on, here we go.
Good morning.
Very
so, cool.
Keep in mind, as you're calling for the phone scan, at some point during the phone scan,
at any time,
the super terrific happy Friday lucky Japanese alarm clock. And what's the name? It's like Mecha Lekka High Mecha Heine Ho.
Maneki Neko. You see a cat.
You like the way Rob like says like everybody should know that.
You see,
yeah,
what?
It's the Maneki Neko. You know, not everybody in America has 15 of them in their office.
About 2,000 years ago, the Emperor of China was going about his business, and he was going to go into a temple, and a cat beckoned to him.
Ah.
And when he went towards the cat, the temple fell down. If the cat had not beckoned to him, the emperor would have died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's another one of Rob's alarm clocks.
How are you anyway?
That's what I'm saying here. Call now 877-365-3636. That's the phone number for the phone scan. We take unscreened calls. And it's, and you know, it might not even happen during the phone scan. I can't say that for sure. But at some point,
hold on, let me see where's this thing.
Oh, 5 more seconds.
Yeah.
Now you got it up to the right spot. Now we get rid of it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Maneki Neko Echo.
Isn't that nice?
Maneki Wafer.
This thing, which really does look like a Japanese cat.
Yeah.
It's
the Endong department store.
It was bought. I'm kidding you. Well, my eyesight is bad.
The Endong. Department store.
V-I-E-N-D-O-N-G.
It's the Maneki Nekoist.
It is.
Department store.
Turn it around to the side. We can all hear.
It goes on 10 seconds.
Man, I hope there aren't any carpools today. People will be stabbing each other.
Call
down. Turn it off.
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
I want to go home.
Why are we giving the number? They already got the number. Call now, phone Jeopardy. phone scam lies straight ahead, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test them out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer. They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
All right. 877-365-3636. Anywhere in America and Canada. 800-636-1067. This is going to be going in the background.
Yes.
The clock. You're not going to hear this.
Well, I got to turn around so you can hear.
It's going to be in the background. At some point in the next 10 minutes, and I don't know what it's set for, it's going to say, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoever we're on the phone with at that time wins a bonus super terrific Happy Friday Japanese prize.
That is very, very exciting.
Now, because we've got a program to go off sometime in the next 10 minutes, please be enjoying the repertoire. It's not just how much is that donkey at the window?
Small, small world.
That's
yeah.
Right. Every annoying goddamn song that you've ever heard.
I've been a lot of those done up against the wall.
There it is.
So right, I'm ready to throw it against the wall now.
So that's just going to be going right. In the back. It's set to go off at some point. Oops. Now that was the bus music.
That was premature.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. And then this music, too.
Yeah, nice. Right.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to A Clockwork Orange.
We've got everything going at once right now. Let's get to the phone scan. Yes.
Let's do.
This thing also vibrates to let me know when it's ready to explode.
Oh, man, how about that?
All right.
Send it up to Bill O'Reilly.
Send it to Rich Eisen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So stand by for two winners on this phone scan.
Cool. Very good.
Hello, you're on the air. Phone scan.
Hey, love the show. Go Red Sox.
Thank you. All right, see ya.
You got to be quick if you don't want to say more than that.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
And I want to say two things to you. Hello, Don.
Yes.
Would you kiss your wife if she was wearing a hat?
Would I? Yes, of course I would.
Well, then what's the difference with the wig?
The
wig is like a hat with hair.
No, the wig.
Jerry Seinfeld's
yeah.
Going.
The wig. Okay, all right. Get out.
What's
get
with
out.
These wigs?
Definitely can hear it. Now it's just off in the corner, just doing its...
Waiting to vibrate.
Uh-huh. Doing its thing.
I think it's getting lower because it's got super terrific happy batteries that the place provided.
You're right.
Oh, it'd be a
hello.
Shame if that battery ran out.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
I have.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm really glad to talk to you guys. You guys are funny as hell. Mike calling from Buffalo.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. We're a little distracted right now.
I that thing is angry. You should throw it now.
What?
What was that?
You should say that thing now. That thing's aggravating as hell.
How's that?
What was that?
Sorry, come here.
I can't hear. Can't hear a word you're saying. What was that?
Your point was?
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Buzz about the show Lost.
Oh, the show Lost. Buzz is one of Buzz's favorite shows. Do we want
yes,
to do that?
I know. I have a theory about
Okay. A theory about the monster?
About the show. No, okay. I don't think it's a monster.
Okay.
I think that they're all dead.
Ah.
And that's like the Grim Reaper.
It's a good theory. Who knows?
That's yeah.
Oh, you mean so that they all died in the original plane crash?
And they just think they're alive.
Right. I think the ones that fell off on the tail end, they're alive on the other side of the island.
Oh, now
really? How about that? Okay.
And these people are just trying to find their way to cross over.
Wow, if they were dead, wow. I wish I was with them.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello. Hola.
Yes, I just want to say congratulations to Mike for the Red Sox debacle.
Oh, yes, the Red Sox debacle.
They won.
I don't understand. It's not a debacle if they win.
Dude, they won.
I know, but, you know, we were proving a point with the Yankees spending all the money, and, you know, they were the evil empire. I mean, you know, now the Red Sox
are... No, I'm sorry.
You start with a debacle, you don't know what
call
the
call back
means.
Next week. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, thank you, don't call back next week. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hi, Don and Mike show. Thank you.
Two quick things. Everybody should eat at Hank's Look Around Cafe this weekend, and second... I love your wife's wig. She looked really good when I walked into Walmart today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Funny and funny.
Hugs are great. Hugs are great.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Michael.
Michael.
Hello?
Are you? Yes.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I is.
Yes, you is?
Hey, you winterize that big race boat you bought?
Did you winterize what?
Oh, I don't like stalkers. You got to
stalk.
I got a stalker.
What was he talking
about? I asked if I winterized my boat and gave pertinent information that would indicate he's been spying on me.
Well, maybe he loves you the way I love Rich Eisen.
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody going through my trash.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for that Buddha mouth lady.
Yeah.
And you're right, man. You struck oil.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, right. No, she's going to be a regular.
She might have been channeling... Ira Gershwin or whatever, but Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
Thank you, my friend.
So there's the graffiti artist that wrote it on the wall at Graceland.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh!
Hey!
Hey, winner!
You're the winner!
Winner!
Winner! Winner! Winner!
Did you hear him? Just stopped.
Did you hear me?
It stopped and he said, good morning.
Good morning, which means you're the big winner.
You're the big winner on the super happy, terrific Friday. Japanese Lucky Alarm Clock Show.
The greatest news I've heard all week, I'm not going to lie to you.
Maneki Echo.
You have won. Oh, look at the batteries in this. They're a cheap Duracell ripoff.
I have more.
Dual Cell. And look at the logo looks like Duracell.
Yeah, that's amazing. You don't see a lot of that in Asia.
Listen, my friend, first off, you win $100.
Hey, that's super terrific.
Just because it's super terrific, happy Friday.
Are you
Friday,
super terrific, happy, lucky, Maneki Echo?
Friday Japanese alarm clock show.
Maneki Echo.
Guys, this is fantastic news. Do you realize you're trying to give a prize to a Canadian?
Ah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
No math question. It started again.
No, I got it on a 10-second cycle.
Why don't we give him $100 Canadian? It would only be like $40.
Yeah.
You know what? Not that bad news, eh? I'm not going to give Rob the bad news anymore. I'll just give Rob the good news. Actually, you know, I'll give them both pieces.
You know, you can tell it's a Canadian call. He's won $100, but he's still got the agenda.
Forging ahead. What is it you want to say to Rob?
Unfortunately, the Canadian military is now up to 140 people.
Okay, listen, enjoy the $100. Buy a vowel, buy a personality,
buy a sense of humor, buy a friend, buy a clue.
I'd like to remind everyone within the sound of our voices that 65% of the Canadian population live within 2 miles of the U.S. border.
And I want to tell you that this is the first time we've brought out the super terrific, happy Friday Japanese alarm clock. Leave it to Canada to screw it up.
Of course.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, and you didn't put the one word in there, and it's lucky. I'm not feeling lucky.
Else.
What?
I'm not saying anything else.
Good.
All right.
You just did.
You know, the cat will get luckier if we put stronger batteries in it.
Did I hear a whistle?
Meow, meow.
Hey. Good morning. Those batteries, those dual cells are dying.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan. Hi. Oh, I got to do that. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, bud. How you doing, man?
All right. How are you?
Good. I just called to apologize to Mike O'Mara.
Why?
Well, because I made myself to a radio, game one, game two, game three, at 3 o'clock so I could hear how depressed you would be when my Yankees beat you guys.
Right.
And then yesterday when you finally beat us, mm-hmm. I could not listen to the beginning of the show because I was just heartbroken.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
And I've been doing it for years.
All right, whatever.
Hi, Joe.
I enjoy saying that to Yankees.
Joe.
I've just been told via the instant messaging that my dog is afraid of Maneki Neko Happy Cat.
Oh, Tracy wrote you that?
Yeah, they're listening, and apparently the dog tilted its head at the radio, barked at it, and ran out of the room and won't come back in.
I wonder if this is happening with similar canine experiences around our listening area. You love that dog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. and I've been sitting on it for weeks.
Robbie, you put new batteries in it?
Yes, I think I can make it louder.
All right, let's see. Rob's going to put brand new batteries in it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes, it's you. Okay. Speak to us.
Come on, forget it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You know
Hold on.
You can't say that word.
Can't use that word.
But I will take your comeback. Go ahead.
You know how they say that 26 to nothing?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, we won 5 World Series. So that just exposes their idiocy as fans.
Yeah, technically, even though it was prior to 1918, 5 world titles for us, too.
New batteries.
You know what's amazing about these batteries? They're lighter than other batteries.
The fake ones? Yeah.
They're much lighter.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's much better.
It sounds a lot better. Hello there. It's a super terrific Happy Friday show.
It's super terrific Happy Lucky Friday.
Half
lucky.
Of these batteries have been made in China.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Hi, what about that didn't you get? Hello, on the air.
Are you talking to me this time?
No, I'm talking to somebody else. Hello
Sorry.
There. I'm talking to somebody else.
Our mistake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Make me laugh.
No, we're not doing that now, sir.
No, come on.
No, you make me laugh.
Okay. Oh, we are now. Are you making a statement, or are you asking us to make you laugh?
I'm politely making a statement. A request.
All right, make me laugh. All right, find a mirror, look into it, and say, you're smart.
But hold on. Hold on a second. You want
don't
to laugh?
Don't be lying.
You want to laugh? Give it 10 seconds. And buckle your seatbelt. You're on a trip to hilarity.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
Hey.
You give us 10 seconds.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I want to say two things about Pulp Fiction when you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes, sir.
On the DVD, it has trivial to the whole movie.
Let me rephrase your sentence. On the DVD, it has trivial to the whole movie.
You know what game I love playing? Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah.
I move for immediate disqualification of this caller because he just doesn't use the language very well.
Rob, no, it's super happy Friday. Man.
Yeah, super on, happy Rob. Friday. We'll
only
give him a free
if the alarm goes, hey!
Super terrific happy Friday.
He got the super terrific
You want to try again, sir?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, I can't do it.
We didn't think so.
Good fun. Hello, Don and Mike. I like it when callers just give up.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Right.
You said that already.
Said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike, I have a question for you.
I won't be able to answer it.
Now, what will be your reason for living if the Red Sox win the World Series?
Well, I can answer that question.
I believe he's looking at him right now.
Yes.
Your reason for living.
Donnie with an eye.
And right back at you.
Absolutely. We live for each other.
And followed closely by the man who's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. You, sir.
Hello.
The listener.
Don and Mike show.
D.
Hello.
Listener.
Hello.
Hi, does Mike still have that bet with Rob A. for the hair?
Yeah.
Rob has grown his hair.
It's not even a bet. Let me just clarify for anybody who doesn't know. Rob hasn't had a haircut for a couple of weeks. Mike is going to pay Rob.
Rob is actually turning a trick for me.
Rob is going to not get a haircut from now until the week before Christmas.
Well, actually, Mike said it was open-ended, so I'd like to not get my haircut until I can afford an RCA 44D microphone.
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
Yeah, shoot, sir.
Are you going to paint your bald spot?
Wow. Hey, hello there. Don and Mike show.
I should have
Don and Mike, Gary from Post Falls, Idaho.
Gary, hold on. We need some super happy, terrific Friday.
Sure do.
You know, whenever there's a slow moment in the show, like someone did that paint your bald spot. And the great thing is, you're always 10 seconds away from good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
No, stop it.
Hey, jerk face, we got your phone number. Don't drop the F-bomb. What kind of moron are you?
Are they all gone now?
The kind that makes all the calls go.
They're all out because we had two of them and one, and both of them involved the Red Sox.
Dumb Yankee fans.
I know what would really make the delay come back quickly.
Let's not talk and just listen to it.
That's nice.
I can you not love it. I feel our Chinese numbers are going through the roof.
It's not making me laugh. You're making me laugh. Because it brings joy to you. Pleased to bring joy every time you play.
It is forever bringing joy.
So yes, great. Always. It's so great. Such a good toy. I'm so glad we waited.
Me too.
I'm so glad. We've had it for 2 weeks.
And you sat on it.
That explains it.
Yeah. Hi, Don Mike Show. Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, congratulations on that Boston game. I'm a big Boston fan, been a fan for a long time.
Thank you, sir.
Say something I said yesterday.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
We were duped.
Do, 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 do.
I was going to give the caller some phone etiquette, but as it turns out, he was just trying to say his thing about fingers.
And
good morning. I think it's nice that he used to like me, though.
Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I'd like to congratulate you also on the Red Sox victory.
Okay. Now if I could say what I was going to say to the last guy, we mentioned this yesterday. And I mean no disrespect to Mike, who's my best buddy.
Oh, Mike.
Mike don't play for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike's a fan of the Red Sox. And
No, I played for them in the 1970s.
You remember.
You are goofy tired.
No, I'm wide awake today.
Do not peel that battery open.
You are taking apart that cheap Japanese battery. Don't do that, Mike.
You're gonna end up like Dennis Murphy.
Don't do that.
Here you go, you can have that.
No, Mike, thank you. You hold on to that.
Children of the little mother.
I know, it's scary.
Don't open up
look, this came off.
A battery that didn't even come from this country.
Came from China.
It's a ripoff. It's a Duracell ripoff.
Spray some sort of nuclear soy sauce on.
We will bring good batteries to you from China.
But we can bring them at good cost.
Congratulations on your victory.
Thanks so much, Don. I appreciate it. You know, I feel awkward when people say that, too. But I've just...
you know what you did yesterday?
I began to accept them. I really have.
I didn't even mention this.
Yes.
Yes, this is funny. I don't know if you even knew that you did this.
What's that?
Yesterday, Michael Hughes, Todd Hughes, came into our office. Now... We had really great ratings earlier this week. Number one ratings. We said thank you to our listeners for that. Todd Hughes had not seen Mike since the ratings came out. And there was some bonus money that was involved because our ratings were good.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and said to Mike, hey, haven't seen you. I want to say congratulations, outstanding job. Mike said, yeah. That was a hell of a game last night.
Kind of shows you where my priorities
were. You did not even know that Hughes was telling you, way to go for the good ratings.
No, it didn't matter. It was the same day.
Priorities.
It didn't matter. Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Don.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, I got to turn that up. Hello.
Body.
Hey, thank you for waiting. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to know that my wife called me and she said that you're driving my dog crazy with that thing.
Yes, all the dogs.
So can you play it again?
He wants to torture his wife.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike, is it open line Friday?
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to tell a joke on your super happy, terrific Friday.
Nope, sorry. Not unless you're willing to offer up your phone number if we don't laugh.
I am definitely willing.
They always are.
Yeah, they always are. Isn't that amazing?
Well, this one's actually good, though.
They have faith in their
joke.
They
always say that.
Hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Got it, Robbie?
Rob?
He's jotting it down.
Okay. Well, hold on. Rob, you need a moment?
Yes, please.
Here's a brief musical timeout.
That just plays you.
Part of it is, you have to see it. Because the cat looks Japanese. The cat has, the eyes.
Yes,
not cat eyes. Yes, you know what I mean. Not round eyes.
Absolutely. The cat's beckoning.
Oh, daddy. Good morning. Okay, we have your number. We are prepared to hear your joke. God knows we're in a good mood today.
Yeah.
We're loose as goose.
Yes, we are.
We are loose as geese,
mm-hmm.
And we are ready to laugh. If your joke sucked, we'll give your phone number, and 6 million people will call you all weekend.
Okay.
Go.
Why is the Don and Mike Show just like leftover pizza?
Why?
Because it's always better the second time, and if you hang around long enough, something will grow on you.
Right, listen, call this idiot all weekend, really, especially those of you listening to us on the West Coast. Area code 540-226-9556. Again, 540- 226-9556. I wish you a super terrific, happy, lots of calls in the middle of the night.
Fine effort. Have a nice weekend.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
Pound sand.
But night rates don't apply on the weekend, but I urge you to call late at night.
Goodbye, Mr. Tool. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Okay, let's try that again. I said Don and Mike Show. You said hello, and then I said you're on the air, and now you're saying nothing.
Guys, if you have seen the Burger King commercial.
Would everybody please get a phone that works on Friday? Please.
Yeah, you got to play it again. You're
going to be forced to get two of them going at once.
Two?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I want to win one of those alarm clocks. How do I do it?
There's only one person who has it.
I know. I want it.
No, Rob, that's too many things at once. If you had that and that.
Like a video game arcade. Jesus.
I know. It's great. What do you want?
I want that alarm clock.
Oh, get out of here. Forget it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on, man?
It's going great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hello there. And I also wanted to say, how are you doing? How are you doing?
You know, may I point out now we are into the 7 o'clock hour.
We officially started the week. Man. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods.
Howdy. Now, for real, you're the last person.
Can you do me a big thrill and talk that lovely music up like it were top 40?
It starts cold, sir. It's a 0-0 start. I believe if I time it correctly, I can talk all the way up to good morning.
There it is.
Good morning.
Anything.
Listen, my friend.
Awesome.
You are the last person on the phone scan. What is your name? All right, that was a hard question. I understand.
Maybe you should rephrase it. Do you have a name, sir? Oh, 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
GWOD.
Try it. Let's go to this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello. How are you?
How are you anyway? Say, want a prize?
Sure.
Great.
What is your name?
Adam.
Adam. How's your apple, Adam?
It's doing good.
Adam, where are you from?
Blackwell, Oklahoma.
Right on. Adam? You want a trip for two anywhere that Independence Air flies.
Hey, all right.
If you're going to fly today, go to Tampa. Mike, how's your head?
It's wonderful, Don.
Good morning. Go to Tampa. Go to Orlando. Go to Chicago. Go to Detroit. FlyEye.com, Independence Air. Go your own way. Thank you for listening. What did you want to say?
No, I just really enjoy your show. I listen to you out of the station in Wichita, and I drive back and forth, and when I go back home in Oklahoma, I just like to listen to you guys.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Thanks God for that cat.
He made it up.
Just turned him off, man.
See, now you've grown to love the cat.
Well, I love what that cat did for the phone stand. That cat ought to be called Super Lucky Life-Saving Cat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, the president's former CIA chief says Iraq is the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Was it a Ron and Fez?
Uh-huh.
If you want some radio dynamite tonight.
Yeah, right.
Get one of these.
You know, I want to say, it'll be in Rob's office. If you want, buy some batteries. If you want 4 hours of guaranteed golden radio.
It'll be over there if you need it.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Stay tuned, everybody, for the news and the comments. Did we already do that?
Yeah. No. Well,
no, we didn't.
Re-queued.
Did we play it? Did we play it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
We played In a World. We didn't play Stay Tuned.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
See, Robbie, now you're supposed to... You know what? You're such a bad guy, you didn't have that tape. Listen to this.
You're rewarding him.
Yeah, that's not punishment for Rob.
I'm punishing him. He hates this.
I can tell.
He hates this like I did. Good morning. Good morning.
There we go.
Anyway, that was very...
lucky.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
For buses, news and comments. Brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Hey, you know, we should have given that away to that lady that smokes 4.5 packs.
Yeah. Amen.
Maybe Smoke Break.
Cigarette money.
Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now. Fine retailers. Here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
President Bush's former CIA chief, the one who took the fall for the alleged bad intelligence on Iraq, says the war in Iraq is wrong. George Tenet did not elaborate on that point, but he did say it to about 2,000 people in Michigan last night for a gathering of a university economic club. He said he was being, quote, as forthcoming as I can, end quote. He declined to answer a question about whether we should have looked for the weapons in some place besides Iraq. He said the war in Iraq is, quote, rightly being challenged. Tenet also revealed that once we discovered Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, quote, we did not inform others of gaps in our intelligence.
Tenant, anyone?
Tenant, anyone?
The Army, meanwhile...
Where am I, Tenant White?
I could name the good tenant player.
The Army, meanwhile, is looking for a few good women. Army brass is talking with the White House and lawmakers about dropping the rule that keeps women out of combat.
With my tenant sweater.
In other words, the Army is ready to send women soldiers.
Dana Dornagova.
It's a good tenant player.
Please.
And what does she wear on her wrist?
A tenant bracelet.
That's right.
Tenant.
Thank you, Buzz. You're
tenant.
Welcome. Now, in other words, the Army is ready to send women soldiers to the front lines of the war in Iraq, be it right or wrong. If the Army gets its way, the first co-ed fighting unit would move into Iraq in January.
Hey, can we send our wives?
Next time you get an application for carry.
Yeah, I know. Let's do two for the price of one.
The Army's already taken steps toward this. Quoting one Army official, when that no women policy was made, there was a different threat. We have to relook at that policy. 2 dozen female soldiers are among the nearly 800 who've died in combat since the U.S. invasion began.
All we need to arm them with is bullhorns.
Yeah, surrender. Let me also just say to the Army or Navy or Air, Marines, whoever's listening, if you got my wife, Rob's wife, Buzz's
wife,
I don't know if you want to include your girlfriend on.
No, we'll leave her home.
Okay, well.
I need her here.
That's a third of a naked pyramid right there. Just think about it.
I'll talk to her about it on the weekend.
Okay, she could, you know, Mike, the fourth member is the swing member. Yeah. Of the naked pyramid, yes, so to speak.
Amen. The bad news, a fighter jet is missing. The good news is it's turned up on eBay. The former Russian fighter jet, now painted to look like a U.S. Air Force jet, vanished Tuesday during a flight from Seattle to Lewiston, Idaho.
Hey, what happened?
With 2 men on board. The pilot radioed that he was losing control of the jet. A search is underway with the help of the Civil Air Patrol. The public has been asked to report if they've seen the plane. In the meantime, some pranksters put it up for bids on the eBay auction website.
Did they actually steal it?
No, they don't have it.
We don't have it at all. We have a report, though.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No!
Oh, lovable idiots.
Keep them handy. Folks in the Detroit area, meanwhile, are being asked to look in their backyards for a jet engine. The engine fell off a Chinese cargo jet that had just stopped for refueling in Chicago on its way to New York. The number one engine on Kalita Air Flight 825 just fell off after a report of engine trouble just before midnight.
Number one engine.
Oh, you know what? I was going to mention.
Is he going to get it again?
Yeah, I'm just trying to fill time
here. You couldn't do it. You, the disciplinarian during the commercial break.
You know what? Well, but who mentioned China?
My fault.
You brought it up.
The plane made a safe landing in Detroit. Nobody got hurt, but the engine is still missing. Quoting one official, we've heard it landed in Lake Michigan, but we don't know that for a fact.
Speaking of China.
So the public's been asked to help look for the engine.
Hey, Buzz.
The Chinese
alarm clock.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And today we're also investigating...
That's a funny Japanese cat.
It sure is. That's one funny cat. Today they're investigating the discovery of a body on an American airline flight from Miami to Detroit. A worker found the man in a wheel well after the passenger...
Hello?
Not that man. But after the passengers had deplaned, officials say he's apparently a stowaway, but they're still trying to piece together his identification.
Don't those wheel well stowaways go about 50-50? I mean, about half of them live?
Yeah, yeah, it's very cold.
Yeah,
very cold. A court has ruled that the package delivery service known as UPS is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act for refusing to hire deaf people as drivers.
What?
The court says the company failed
Tenet.
Tenet bracelet.
Tenet.
The court says the company failed to prove that deaf drivers have a higher accident rate. Well, I guess they can now.
The package is here.
UPS says it will probably appeal the court ruling.
Hello?
But they didn't hear you.
Can you? Sign here, please.
Put compounding for you.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, meanwhile, is refusing to apologize for a comment he made last week. He said Indian gaming tribes are ripping off the state of California.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here we go. Here we go,
yeah,
Arnold.
It begins.
Yeah,
yes.
Let it start now. Remember, it started now.
The cleansing begins.
In a news conference today, Schwarzenegger made his position clear. Quote, read my lips. The Indian gaming tribes with Proposition 70 are trying to rip off California.
There we go. They're not like us. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This scene
with the enlargement of the press was fantastic.
And he doesn't like the Indian...
Ripping off. The, Proposition 70 feels that the Indian gaming tribes are trying to rip off the state.
Right. I'm Johnny on the spot
right
today.
Turn on the gob. It's irresistible. Especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington Grown Canada number one turn on the gob. Valley priced at three cups for 88 cents. Do it right. Sorry about this. I didn't know it was... F***ing goddamn Whitey produced f***ing commercials never come out the right way. Okay. Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn. And everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter napkins, and paper plates. At Brockett Safeway.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold added the only reason the tribes are upset is because the truth hurts, he says. Tribal leaders are demanding an apology.
Wow.
Lighting a cigar is no fun if your arm catches on fire. It hasn't happened yet, but Zippo is recalling nearly 102,000...
Zippo!
Hey, Rob, that's your product.
Yeah, I like them.
102,000 butane lighters being recalled because the fuel leaks from the nozzle on the very first use.
You don't use the butane, do you?
No, I use the lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid kind.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says this lighter is a fire hazard and should be returned to the company through their 888 number.
Hellfire!
Hi there.
And I bring you fire!
That's a good smoke. The Zippo MPL, that's for multi-purpose lighter, is 1 inch wide and an impressive 8 inches long.
Hey.
It comes in black or silver with a code number that ends in 03 on the knob at the bottom. They sell them at Lowe's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Yankee Candle, Barbecues Galore, and in the Harrington and Hammacher Schlemmer catalogs, to name a few places.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, it lasts longer.
Oh, boy.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Nicely done.
Got it.
Good timing.
Really, but put it away this time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, seriously, for good.
Really.
We're done with it now.
I'll put it away.
No. He'll treat it like a real cat.
I will.
Each music radio station plays a box of records, as Don calls them, a list of songs put together. List put together by the station's program and music directors.
Hi there, bros.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, DJ.
Hello.
Music. But who decides the list of songs they choose from?
Retards.
Well, that would be the record companies who want their songs on the air, so you'll buy them for your very own.
And all this is about the payola, right?
To what lengths will the record companies go to make this happen? Well, there was a time they went to blatantly illegal lengths, which was followed by investigations and
that's
an invention.
Alleged.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And the invention of the word payola.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I'm getting some kind of CB interference today.
I don't understand that.
Shannon in the morning.
Whenever you mention payola, it's
in the morning.
After the investigations, the record companies relied on go-betweens known as record promoters. So what are these record promoters up to, if anything? That's what the New York State Attorney General wants to know.
Shannon
If he's as dogged on this as he was with the people who broker insurance and stocks and mutual funds, look out, record industry. Elliot Spitzer says he has his eye on the industry's methods. There he is being dogged.
Yeah.
The thank industry's you, methods of influencing radio stations' playlists. More than that, he's slapped subpoenas on Warner, Universal, Sony BMG, the EMI Group, and other companies. Apparently, the middlemen record promoters paid stations $100,000 a year or more, not to play their songs, they say, but to subscribe to advanced copies of the radio station's playlist.
Otherwise, hey, I like the way you wink when you say that.
Otherwise, impossible to come by.
Right. You know, this is not something that's been going on.
No,
last
forever.
I mean, if anything, the money's better now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Christ, I wish we were playing records. I'd take the money. I took it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who didn't? Although, I think I've told this before, I didn't get cash.
Not cash, no.
In the
70s and 80s.
I would always get either a recreational
product.
Something I could use.
Product.
Or I'd get a trip somewhere. I'd get a gold record or I'd get a satin jacket.
Yeah.
Fabulous merchandise.
Back in the old days, the swag was flowing.
The go-go 80s.
But if a record really sucked, you wouldn't have to play it for that long.
Right.
In the morning.
Hello.
Just long enough to cover the gift.
Thank you. Buzz, you speak like you also know this time I'm talking about.
I never worked in music. I always did news, but it was always going on around me.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Keep that nose clean.
That's right.
Attaboy.
And keep quiet.
Electric Avenue, I almost got a motorcycle. We had to give it away. I almost got it for myself.
Almost.
I really did.
Almost.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
Some parents in Omaha are raising a stink about a teacher they say sprayed their kids with Febreze deodorizer, made for fabrics like curtains, upholstery, and carpeting. School officials say they'd investigated and determined the teacher did not spray the product directly on the students.
The first message is... Hey, Rob.
One of the victims. The teacher was not disciplined, but parents with kids at the Betts Elementary School say the teacher...
Little Bobby, like Cosby, when they do the Cosby, like...
Like the grown-up, they make them just a smaller version of the grown-up?
Yeah, like Little Bobby Mailman,
Parents with kids at the Betts Elementary School.
Happened to be sprayed with Febreze. Bobby Mailman.
They say that the teacher did spray their children directly, one of them in the face, telling them that they stink, that they smell foul. This is what the teacher allegedly did. So the principal looked into it personally and determined that the teacher had sprayed the kids and did tell them they stank. The principal took away the teacher's Febreze and then banned it from the school. The parents want the teacher fired, and they've started a petition. Soon it'll be up to the school board there.
Little Bobby Mailman.
In Delaware, meanwhile, a school bus driver has been arrested after showing nude photos of her boyfriend to a couple of boys on the bus.
Oh, dear.
The 21-year-old female driver had these photos on her digital phone. She reportedly asked a couple of the boys on the bus, ages 15 and 17, if they'd like to see a picture of her boyfriend.
Well, you know, let me just
say.
They
said yes, and then bam.
Yeah, 15 and 17. That ain't
what are you doing, defending the bus
it's
driver?
It's improper behavior.
I'm saying it's not like if she did it like with 4 and 5 year olds.
I mean, but it's still a little 17, you know, here. 15.
Come on over and look at my naked boyfriend who posed for
me. I don't think boys necessarily want to see that.
I don't think she's driving the bus, so to speak. There's one kid who really stinks on that bus, though.
The first message is, hey, Rob.
The boys on the bus, apparently stunned, say they waited 3 weeks and then reported the bus driver.
Wow.
She's been suspended from her job and faces charges of endangering the welfare of a child, 15 mm-hmm. and 17.
Yeah.
No word on whether she still has the boyfriend. The sexual harassment accusations against Bill O'Reilly haven't hurt his TV ratings yet.
Yeah, well, they haven't.
The equally conservative New York Post says his ratings are up 34% since the scandal broke.
That says they're supporting me. And the rest is a pack of lies.
With a little over 3 million viewers to his TV show.
Remember that Nancy O'Dell today from Accent Hollywood mm-hmm. said that they had a story tonight indicating that O'Reilly was going to settle this deal.
No. Look, everybody says we're going to settle. We're not going to settle.
Good.
I don't have a chance of doing that. Good. So you're all wrong. You're wrong. It's a pack of lies. What say you, Buzzy?
I say, but all of all their coworkers, Men dig secretaries the most.
That's a great point. We're going to send you a who's looking out for you enema bag.
I look forward to
thank
that.
Thank you, Bugsy.
Wow. So, yeah, men dig secretaries, and that's our story when we come back.
I dig all of mine. What say you, Donnie?
Let's go to break. Let's go to break.
Good morning.
Now, hold on.
You're pressing all the buttons.
No, that was not my
fault. Playing your
that
cat. Was, you're doing
his
that.
Fault.
He's reading
you know
his
what he's
news.
Doing? You didn't see
all
what
I
he did.
All I did was good morning.
There you go. You see what he did?
Well, now the inmates are running the asylum.
How often does he ever do that?
Not nearly enough.
How could I not hit the wrong button? Okay, thank you, Rob, for leaning over and showing me which button, number 3.
Thank you, Rob.
I realize.
Thank you, Bill.
Number 3.
What say you, Robbie?
Number 5. Number 6.
The first message is, hey, Rob. Robert the Mailman.
Febreze. Buzz?
Yes.
What's next?
About why men dig secretaries.
Right.
And he already said that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Rock on.
Yeah, you bet.
You only rock once, you right. Bastard.
It's like candy on a shelf.
Yeah, I like to kick it out old school Friday night, last break for the weekend.
Yeah.
I like to put on the biggest piece of kick-ass plastic I've got. Let's rock.
Take a few.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Now, you know what? If you're going to play this on a Friday, you got to go to this part. You know, the good part where he does the, give me your lips and your, right?
It's all good, Mike. To me, it's still, this is like the Japanese. These alarm clocks.
That's true, but there's one particular part of this song that I like more than others.
Probably coming right up here, right?
It'll be kind of the hook.
Which and I love you to do.
Here we go.
Help yourself.
Help yourself. Do my look
out. You know what you got right now? A bunch of old white guys
right.
in this room. And I'm talking about the four of us going, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Jones.
That's sad. Yeah. That's so pathetic.
I wonder if Rich Eisen likes that song.
My sweet.
He will. My sweet. My Japanese alarm clock. Good morning.
Keep it away from him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. And yes, of all their coworkers, men like secretaries the most. A new survey of 1,000 men found...
Secretaries.
Exactly. Found that the men find secretaries the sexiest people in the workplace.
I want to say hi to Colette. What's happening, baby?
Now, she would be... Would she be a secretary or a receptionist?
She's a director of first impressions.
That's what she is.
Not a secretary.
6 out of 10 men admitted practicing their flirting skills on secretaries.
Hello, baby.
Now, the women in marketing came next, followed by the saleswomen, followed by the women in human resources, the women in accounting got the lowest rating.
Yeah.
1 in 3 men says he goes to the secretary for advice on love and sex and to talk about his personal life.
Buzz,
yes.
You caught us on a rare day.
Yes,
you know,
yes, Friday.
There's the radio show that's going on, then there's the show that's
right.
happening during the commercial.
Little private show going
then,
in here.
Then there's a third show that's
it's a
happening.
A pantomime show.
Yes, it is. Goddamn funny.
Yeah.
And girls do make passes.
Now, come on.
I'm sorry.
No. See, you're just playing tough.
I'll stop.
No, don't stop.
Girls do make passes at boys who wear glasses so long as their computer's broken and he knows how to fix it. In New York, a 34-year-old systems engineer named Ray posted an ad online offering to fix female-owned computers in exchange for sex.
Unless this beautiful lady from Chicago.
Girls that make passes at boys wear glasses, especially if they have cute little eyes.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Don. 2 hours of labor for every happy ending, according to the computer magazine Sync. Ray says he's gotten a lot of takers. He says he will fix guys' computers, but only for cash.
Hmm.
Fat people looking to have children may be facing a fat chance.
If anybody wants to know that in the transcript, my last response to the last story was, hmm. I just realized that.
I love to dazzle you. That,
that was my dazzled reaction. Hmm.
How many ooms would be on the end of that H? Was that a 3-M-er, a 4-M-er?
2-M-er.
2 M's, yeah.
Maybe even one. It was kind of a... Hmm.
No, it's got to be at least two.
Mm. Mm. That's like a 10 Emmer.
A new study says overweight men and women have more trouble conceiving naturally than people.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon,
give
or
her
any
more than you literally
other
than
grapes, right, or cantaloupe.
All
do
right
not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind.
Okay. You got it all the way.
Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custard.
Yes.
Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt.
Yes.
Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
Right there, Mike. Nougat is where it fades out. So I played it to the label.
Thank
for
you so much. The only, just so you know, from now on, the only part I like to hear is do not eat pizza. Do not eat pizza.
But I like it all the way to nougat.
Nougat.
The study says a person can also, however, be too thin to conceive. The latest data shows that overweight men are more likely.
Good heaven, no.
Yes, more likely to have poor sperm quality. Doctors theorize that the extra weight throws off a person's hormone balance because fat cells produce estrogen.
He's the exception to that rule.
Yes, he is.
It's fathering two beautiful children.
Absolutely.
Oh, here's my feel-good story of the day. In Seminole, Florida, Kathleen Francis Bevan went out to the garage quietly, started the Cadillac, and waited for the carbon monoxide fumes to take her out of her world of misery.
Oh, dear.
Maybe Kathleen felt she couldn't do anything right.
Goodbye, my sweet.
Maybe she couldn't. Oh, she succeeded in taking her own life, all right. But the fumes leaked into the house and also took her husband. Depending on your beliefs, he could be waiting for her on the other side.
Boy, is he upset.
Which brings us to this. Men are better at apologizing.
Maybe he's relieved.
Men are better at apologizing to their spouses than are women, according to a new survey.
That's another shock. That's one reason that maybe the guy would be relieved that, you know, he was taken out as well.
Absolutely.
What the hell?
56% of men say sorry to their significant others compared to only 41% of the women. As for the things men are sorry about, 22% feel guilty about drinking from the milk carton, 30% regret throwing their laundry on the floor. Only 10% of women feel guilty about the milk carton, only 6% for the laundry. The survey shows that women are more inclined to apologize to their children than they are to their spouses.
We're a stranger on the street.
Because I'm not one of your fans.
You know what I got this morning?
What?
Hey. We got that. Not, I didn't get that. Trust me.
Bowl of cornflakes?
That happened, yes. Cornflakes. Here's the deal. We've got a system now, a very defined system of barriers to keep the dogs out of certain rooms. Because mm-hmm. they like crapping in the house. So we've got this barrier that protects the living room. However, my room, where the TV is and stuff, has got a door that I left open. So this morning I come downstairs, I'm doing my stuff, I'm getting my coffee. I come out of my room and she says, "Oh, you've got dog crap on your shoe."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, these dogs." Yeah. I went outside to scrape my shoes. I can't believe they took another crap in the house. And she said to me, "I can't believe that I've not trained you well enough, that you don't know enough to shut the door. We have the barriers up to keep the dogs out of the room, and you leave the door open." And you know what I said, because I'm a dope,
what?
Just like in the survey?
What?
I'm sorry. Stupid.
You fall right into the survey, though.
Stupid.
That's it. Did she apologize to you for saying that?
No, and I'm an overachiever in this survey.
And finally, Chicago's Robert Thompson just found out his wife has been sleeping with another man in the eternal sleep of the dead. Robert bought a double headstone so he and his late wife, Virgie, could be together again someday. So imagine his surprise to find another man buried there next to Virgie. Quoting a cemetery spokesman, "We goofed." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! No!
That's it. We got to go, Mike. Thank you, Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood, accesshollywood.com. Rich Eisen today on the show. NFL Total Access. Go to NFL.com. That's Ron and Fez coming up next. Yeah. WJFK, Live 105, and the Buzz in Tampa Bay. Hey, Mike, let's go Red Sox this weekend.
Although I have no malice for anybody in St. Louis, and it's not the same deal, you are the enemy until the end of the World Series.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with more of this junk. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, my sweet.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You are super happy and terrific.
I will see you at Strike Bethesda if my brain stops
speaking. God, you're getting all in tonight.
Good night, Robert.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.